Hey, how you guys doing over there? I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and we're back again.
Unfocused.
Issue 270.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
This episode is the Lotad episode, and Lotad is, wow, wouldn't have guessed this, the Waterweed Pokemon.
Oh, I was expecting the Lilipad Pokemon or something
right?
like that.
Yeah, right?
Waterweed, huh?
Yeah, I guess a Lilipad is technically a water...
duckweed?
Oh, maybe.
I've had duckweed in my tank.
Huh.
It got annoying after a while.
By the way, his Japanese name is Hashbo.
And that translates to what?
Hashbo. I don't know. It's in katakana, so it doesn't have any meaning. It might be a sound. It might be a sound or an animal.
Like, oh, they do.
You know
that.
What I mean? They do shit like that, so yeah. I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it.
Hmm.
But yeah, episode 270. This is the podcast where we talk about anime, video games, comics, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, don't forget, you can see us on twitch.tv/unfocusedpodcast.
No.
Oh, sorry, /collision28.
Yes.
You can also
watch at
youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yes.
All right, that's the one.
That's
and,
right.
And yeah, don't forget, you can also email us.
Unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so shall we kick off with Unfocused Weeks?
Yeah.
You want to go first or shall I go first?
I guess I'll go first.
All right, what's up, man? What's going on, man? What's going on, bro? How's your week?
So I waited a while, and this finally came in, I think, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize how big it actually was. But it's fucking huge.
Ugh. Jesus! Is that the Nintendo one? Oh, that's the Nintendo one!
So I got the NES Lego. The 8-bit system and all that. This shit, I thought it was going to be a lot smaller of a box, but it's actually pretty huge. But yeah, it's 2,646 pieces in here. It makes the little TV set. The TV set is the main reason why I wanted this thing. It's also just the NES console, the controller, and a cartridge as well. And they're all separate builds. So yeah, I'll be putting this together. I don't know when. No time soon, because from what I heard, I've heard some people finish the whole thing like in maybe 6 to 8 hours, I think.
Oh, wow.
Is what I've heard.
So wait,
I could probably do it in a day if I really wanted to.
And you said the cartridge is a separate build altogether.
Yep.
So you can pick up the cartridge and play with it and like or walk around with it and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, they're all separate pieces.
That's fucking dope.
The controller, the system, the cartridge, and even the TV set in there. What's cool about that TV set is that you can crank the knob or something like that, and it actually scrolls a whole stage.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. And then if you have the new Super Mario Lego set, you know, the little figure that you can jump Mario, and he has that little Bluetooth connection and a little screen on them.
Yeah.
If you sit him on top of the TV and do the cranking thing, he'll actually play the music and do all the sounds for what Mario's actually doing on the side scrolling screen. Yeah. So I'll probably get that pretty soon. I collected some points buying this off of the Lego website. So I'll probably use that toward the NES set just to get the Mario figure. But yeah, got that. What else have I done? Splatoon happened, right?
Splatfest happened, and you know, unlike the last time where we triumphantly destroyed the other team, you know, we lost this time, you know.
Yeah, Splatfest ended with Chicken winning over Egg. Egg got popularity though.
Yeah,
but it got popular. Everything else, Chicken won. So
yeah, and I was telling AJ, I knew it because when I fought a 10 times battle at Saturday night, and I lost that 10 times battle, just barely, but I lost it. And then I remember seeing that later that night, someone else lost a 10 times battle for Egg. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's over. I was like, that's too many updates in a row.
Yeah, guys, it was T's fault, guys.
Or the other guy.
I won a 10x battle, but I lost one too, though.
Yeah.
But I made up for it by winning the next one, you know?
It only makes me sad when you lose the 10x. Damn, like, that's a lot of points, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a good time with that. The stages were cool. I feel like every time, like, because I played like on every night just a little bit. I actually played on Sunday morning to finish it off to get up to king status. Every time I play, the first few matches I would win them like easy, but then it got hard for all of a sudden it was just like I'm always losing and stuff. So but anyways, had a good time with that. Also watched this documentary that came out on Netflix last week called High Score. Have you checked it out yet at all or heard
about
it?
No, I have heard about it, though. Yeah, it's about the making of video games. It goes by episode, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
There's like six episodes to it, and each episode is a different part of the gaming history and all that.
Right,
so
right.
So it kind of take you to like...
It started with Atari and shit, right? Like in ColecoVision and shit, right?
Yeah, like how the the video game market first crashed and how that original, you know, set happened before the NES came out. They also covered the NES and how it got big in America. Also covered Sega and how they came up wanting to, you know, beat Nintendo. Even covered fighting games a little bit, like the origin of fighting games, starting with Street Fighter and stuff too. So they went over all that stuff. Forgot what the last episode was. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I like watching the Sonic one because I never realized how in-depth the history was there and how Sonic was created and all that. So that was cool to see. So yeah, watch that. That's a good watch. If anyone wants to go see some history and video game and all that, just go check that out. Also, I didn't do too much, you know, Animal Crossing as well. Oh yeah, I got this today. I had this on my Amazon wishlist for forever, but it was like never on sale. And Funimation had it on sale on their website, and I was like, maybe I'll do it on Funimation's website someday. Oh yeah, Taichi's, I don't know why he's so hyped about how Star Fox was named, but that was a highlight for him, apparently.
Oh.
And how that game came to be. Which I thought was cool, though, watching that documentary, though, was like, because I know some history facts, watching it, and them kind of building up to what was going to come out of it, I was like, oh, I already know where this is going. This is going to be Star Fox right here. I'm like,
you,
oh,
you know a little too much about the gaming world, right? You had some spoilers.
Yeah, yeah. So I was kind of cool. And every time there's certain things, I was like, wait, is this how this thing was started? And I go on. I was like, oh, shit, that's head of that. So I had some moments like that watching the whole thing. Anyways, what I got in the mail is Dot Hack Sign, the complete series. This is like the first season, right, of Dot Hack?
Yeah. Well, there's only one series, or one season. There's a lot of series.
Yeah, a lot of series, but it's like the first one, right? Yeah. So Dot Hack Sign is what I got. I remember seeing this a long time ago, because T had just filmed it all or recorded it all into VHS. That's the only way I ever watched it, and that was the only time I ever watched it, was that one time. And I've always wanted to go back and watch it, but I'm pretty sure those VHSs are probably lost somewhere, right?
Yeah, dude, I forget about those. Like, they're long gone.
But this is one of the series I just have never rewatched, and I don't remember it too well, but enough to remember that I did like it. So,
dude, I'm really excited to hear what you think about it on rewatch. I kind of want to rewatch it too, because I feel like now that the internet,
on DVD, or...
well, yeah, I feel like now the internet and technology has gone so far, and this was already like kind of projecting where it was going to go, it might be really interesting.
Oh yeah, to kind of see like how much they got right and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and how much like where gaming went and where it didn't go.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. There's a little list back here. So Dot Hack Sign is up on top right here. The next one down is Dot Hack Legend of the Twilight.
Fuck that movie. Fuck that show. Don't watch it.
And then Dot Hack Roots.
Roots is good.
Dot Hack GU Trilogy.
Oh, that's the one I want to watch. I've only seen the first part.
I guess a little list to complete the universe and watching order and all that. So that's cool. So I definitely got the top one.
Yeah, spoiler alert, they're lying. Legend of the Twilight is whack, and it doesn't advance the story.
Okay.
Yeah, they're lying, bro. They're trying to make you watch it.
Okay.
But Dot Hack Roots is on Netflix, and it's really good, and it's only 3 episodes.
Yo, there's 2 OVAs on this.
What? Fuck, you might have the episode.
The one for the game?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
What, motherfucker?
So, 2 OVAs, promo video, commercial collection. Ooh, Japanese trailer version 1-3. Character art reel and textless opening and closing songs, which is always cool, which I found on the Kenshin shit.
Textless openings?
Yeah, those are pretty cool to have.
Maybe I
record them all.
You know what's funny? I remember when back when we were first getting these anime DVDs, I was asking you, I was like, why the fuck do they have the textless openings here? Like, why would you want that? And like, you're like, I don't know. Like, I feel like now, like, oh, okay, it is kind of nice to have it. Like,
yeah, it's pretty cool to have sometimes, because sometimes you just want to watch it with all the fucking words over things.
Or AMVs.
Yeah,
you know?
If you want to make an AMV, that's the main reason why I would want it, is to get some of that footage off of the opening, which you don't ever see like in the episode usually, right? It's all made up shit sometimes.
Yeah, it's usually just art made for the opening and that's it.
Yeah, so that's cool to have. At least that's done. I don't remember the opening for this show though. I guess I'll find out soon though. So I'll record. I also finished recording ripping all the Kenshin. Not all of WAG's Kenshin shit. Already ripped all of, that's all good to go. And now I'm working on my shit, my season 2 of Kenshin, because you know that's where the series ends. And then I got all the OVAs done as well. So
tangent. You know why you don't know that opening? Because you probably never heard it.
Because you probably always cut it out of the VHS.
No, because they never showed it.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they wouldn't show.
Was it too graphic?
No.
The music suck. It's probably all in Japanese. Like Americans don't need to hear all this.
Well, you know, I don't know. I know they played the ending song, but I think they even made their own ending art for the ending song too. Mm. I feel like it wasn't. The song was right, but the visuals weren't right. I think, you know.
Right.
And I think at the very end, They don't show you anything, but I feel like the end of the opening, all the characters' clothes are peeling off.
Oh.
But they don't show you anything. They're covered by light and shit.
But still, you know?
It's like, they're not wearing clothes. but yeah, okay. Anything else for your In Focus week?
Yeah. I started playing this new game that I just came across. I was just looking through the Nintendo eStore and looking to see, you know, what was in there just for kicks. See if I find anything cool. And I found this thing called Mini Trains. And I'm into trains. You know, I have like a little model train set that I'll put together someday. And I just like going into train sort of seeing those type of things. Those little setups are pretty cool to me. And that's what the game looked like. I'm like, oh, you can, is this like a, like almost like a tycoon type of game where you can build your old model train set and all that? I'm like, that'd be cool to check out. So it was 99 cents. And apparently what I forgot happens is when you purchase a Nintendo game through the Switch or something, you get points for it, right?
Yeah.
And you can redeem those points for games or for game money, so you can actually get a discount on every game sometimes. So I had enough coins or enough points to actually get this game for free. It was 99 cents, and now I have to use like 100 points, so I guess it's 1 point per cent or some shit like that. I don't know. Whatever the case, I got it for free, downloaded it, I played it, and it's a puzzle game, actually, which is even cooler. So I'm not sure if you ever played one of these games before, but I played a few of these where you have like the version I played had this ball. And I was in this like grid-like area, right? And there's this ball sitting at the one little piece of the map somewhere. And then what you had to do is put all these pieces into place where this ball could roll through a track and collect these stars that were like randomly scattered throughout the board. And then once you put all your pieces in the right spot to collect all the stars, then you hit a button, and then that ball starts rolling around and collecting all the stars and makes it to a certain end. And then you get your points by how many pieces you didn't use. So the less points you use, the more points you get. And if you collect all the stars, you get even more points off of that.
Okay, I think I get it.
Yeah, it's a game like that. So that's what the train game is like. You have a train, it has this little station, and then you got to put tracks on the map to collect these stars, and then have the train return back into a station, either the one you came from or one that's placed somewhere else on the map. So that's pretty cool. And then they introduced two trains. I was like, oh shit. And every train was colored a certain way. So one was blue, one was red, one's yellow maybe. And then you have blue, red, yellow stars on the map too. So every train needs to collect its own color star and then return back somewhere. And then you start putting tracks down, like, oh, this is going to work out. And it turns out the trains end up meeting at the cross point. And you're like, oh, shit, that doesn't work. And they crash and go up into a fiery ball of flames. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that doesn't work. And then you try different methods, and you end up crashing at some point. I'm like, oh, shit, this is actually really harder.
Okay, I guess I'm starting over.
Yeah, exactly. And I keep trying to keep doing those. I advance far, but I got to a point where, like, I'm not getting the full score that you can possibly get. And it was pissing me off. And every time I try something clever, the trains end up crashing somewhere. I was like, shit, what do I have to do to get this high score? And eventually I just gave up. I'm like, well, I already passed it. I completed the task. I just didn't get the high score for some reason. So, but it's a fun puzzle game. If anyone likes puzzle games and trains, I definitely recommend it.
That last bit
99
of your,
cents.
That last bit of your explanation explained my relationship with Star Fox 64.
Going into a fiery ball of flames.
Wow. I didn't mean that part. But yeah, I guess that part too. I meant more of like, fuck, I know I didn't get 100%, but I guess I passed it. There's another shit out there I missed.
You'll play again, and you're like, what am I missing? And you keep playing it. It's like, okay, I passed it even better this time, but I'm still missing something.
Yeah, still, like, something's missing. Yeah. Like, it's because there's like this whole hidden little thing. Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm going through on that. But it's fun. So a nice little puzzle game I found there that I've been playing on the Switch. I think it's about all I've been doing, though.
All right. Other thing. Okay, so my In-Focus week. A few things. I got something, too.
Also for show and tell.
Show and tell. Bam! The PS4 is upon me and all of you.
Ooh, 1 terabyte system. Nice. It's a slim.
Yeah,
apparently,
slim
I'm pretty sure it's a slim one.
Yeah.
So, still in the box. So as you can see, he has not opened it yet.
No. Because I was going to do it before I left to let it start updating, but I had to go. So I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's annoying because I'm like, I was telling AJ I was so hyped yesterday, and as soon as I started opening, I was like, I'm going to have to let this shit update for a while. I just lost my whole drive. But I'm going to do it, though. I'll do it after this podcast, most likely.
All right, cool.
Splatfest happened. It's funny. I felt like I fought pretty good at most of it, but, we didn't end up winning. But, we still got, 12, 16 snails out of it?
Depends on how far you got and your status. Like, did you make it through the fender and all that shit?
I made it to champion.
Champion? Okay.
I didn't make it to the highest.
Yeah, I made it to king, which is
king.
The highest.
Yeah, that's the highest. Yeah, I made it to the one
champion. I think that's right before king and queen and all that.
So I think I got 12 or 16, something like that.
I think I got like 20-something.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I think I had like 20 before, 20 something before, and now I had like 53. And I was like, shit. What the fuck? I'm like, I must have gotten like 20 something snails in.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
53.
So I got like 53 snails right now. I was like, oh shit, I'm balling right now.
Well, shit, with my 12 snails, I felt empowered because I think I'm at like 30 something. I was like, I'm empowered. I'm gonna do a few reroll. Because I have this one item I've always wanted to fill out with the attack shit, and I just fucking put a new, I just used up some main power-up chunks I got. For anyone who doesn't know, we're talking about Splatoon 2. I just used some chunks to fill something up, so I know I'm not getting that again anytime soon. You know what? Let me just try a couple rerolls. I just got some snails. I did one reroll, and like I think I did three. I did one, I got all shit. Second one, I was like, oh, I got one attack thing. I'm like, one main up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to do like two more, and I'm going to be done, you know?
Yeah.
I rolled again, and I got all main up powers. I was like, whoa. And
that's wild.
I know. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with rerolls today.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It was like, damn, that's the item I wanted this whole time, and I didn't have to work for it that time. And I was like, oh, shit.
And then the main ability on that is also main power up too, right?
It was main up too, yeah.
So you got four straight on that now, which is like, fucking crazy.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a hat that had all main power up. Now I can mix up combinations and shit, because I have shoes that have all super speed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so now I can do some crazy shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
what's fucking crazy, though, is that you end up getting that from a reroll. Like, that's and the fact that you got the main power-up with the main power-up, you know?
Yeah,
like,
bro!
That's just crazy, like, from a reroll. I don't think I've ever gotten that, like, lucky on that shit before.
Only three rerolls. But you know what? It's fair. Because one time I spent, like, 11 rolls and got nothing I wanted.
Yeah.
So you know,
it always happens, too.
The world balances itself out eventually, you know? I remember I was
It Thanos's, right?
It Thanos's, you know? I remember that night I put 10 in, and I was like, I said I was going to stop at 10. I'm going to do one more.
Yeah, like maybe the one more I got to do. Yeah, I'm always like that too.
Nope. And I was like, okay, I'm done. So this made up for that. So now I got a couple perfect items.
Yeah, I'll do that too. I'll do like four or five snails. I was like, I was so close that last time though. Let's do one more.
Yeah, right.
That was close. It's one more. You know?
Exactly. And especially after Splatfest.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, so I got a few perfect items, so I'm kind of getting my style. But man, I tried with all main power ups just to see, bro. It's bad. But you know, you're slow though, so it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, but if you fucking pop a group, like pop somebody, dude, they're all dead. Anyone who comes anywhere near any of the splat is just dead instantly. And I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. Man.
One thing I like having fun with in Splatfest, because first Splatfest or just for Turf War in general, I have these quick jump shoes that I have, so I can fucking just bounce right away. I go fucking off quick sometimes. I forget how fast it goes sometimes. And so what I do is I have the rocket launcher shit, right, as my special.
Yeah.
And so what I like to do is just, you know, go gather up, you know, the special. As soon as I get it, just jump back to base so I can see the whole map and then shoot off my rocket and then jump to whoever's like in the map. And I just go like, woof. Launch them off, and then woof, just jump back.
You motherfucker!
So I like having fun with that shit, and then a couple of times too. Like I was in the middle, of, like in some fucking heavy like fire area. Like I gotta get out of here. Just fucking woof, just jump out. It's fucking
you
dope.
You motherfucker! That's pretty smart.
But then I started getting annoyed with the weapon I have because I'll get into these battles with some other people, and that gun that I'm using is the end zapper, and it's kind of a short range gun.
It's the one that you charge the first hit and then you can fire like four hits after?
No, it's just rapid shoots, but okay. It doesn't go as far. And so I'll be in like these battles and people will just easily just be a tiny bit out of my range and end up killing me. And I was like, fuck, it was pissing me off. Like, fuck it, I'm going to change weapons. And so I change weapons. It's nice I change weapons, got to change my gear to go with it, right? And then I forgot that I can't super jump anymore. So and that's how I try to jump away. Like, why am I taking forever? And I get killed. I was like,
as you're jumping away.
Yeah, I was like, ah, shit, that's right. I don't have those shoes anymore. But yeah, I kind of switch back and forth between doing that and just going to the long range weapon that I like. The pro, the splatter pro. The splatter shot pro. Yeah. I like that one too. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, for those who don't know, that fucking all main ups with a blaster is fucking mean. You'll never hit anybody, but if you hit them, you're going to fucking hit them. okay. Other things I did, to answer Tai Chi's question, I borrowed Spider-Man from a friend. So I have that already. I finished season 3 of Better Call Saul. AJ, ooh, you gotta fucking watch that shit.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting more closer and closer to Breaking Bad, and like it's that's all I'm gonna say. It's really good. Better Call Saul is amazing. Soul Calibur, I've been doing a little practicing lately.
I lost the hammer, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, we gave it to them. We let them
yeah,
have it.
you know, we had added like, you know, we had it together like 3 weeks consecutively. You know? So, you know, you just got to love it. Let it go sometimes.
I've been
take a break.
I've been practicing some new shit, though. So
okay, nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I haven't. I should.
Let's see. What else has been going on? I think that's the main stuff. Oh, Doom Patrol. I've been watching that. Man, that show is fucked up. It's real good, but it's real fucked up. It's a cool, super-powered one. I've been learning about the Umbrella Academy comics a little bit.
Oh yeah, have you started season two yet?
No, I haven't started season two. Mm-hmm. I'm scared too.
Why are you scared?
I don't want to be caught up. I don't want to be caught up,
dude. It just ended, so like either get caught up now with everyone else, or you wait till like another year and a half or so.
I can't believe you're maybe telling me 2 years. Are you telling me this for right now, Mister? I like to wait for shit to be all built up.
Yeah, well, if you're already on it right now, I didn't expect there to be a season two. Honestly,
really?
Yeah, that was gonna be like a one offer.
And, you know, I could see it ending like that. Yeah,
yeah. Like, honestly, the way it ended, because you already got to the end, right?
Yeah.
The way it ended, I felt like, oh, cool. I thought that my whole time was thinking, like, it'll be so cool if they end up going back to the past where the episode started, and then everything just happens again, so, like, an infinite loop. Like, I could see it like that.
Like Mighty Max. Okay.
Okay, I guess so. I don't know about Mighty Max.
Oh, we'll but yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But that's what I figured. Like, that's how I was happy with it. I was like, okay, they went back to the past. They're going to start all over, and it's going to be the same shit over again. I can see this as an infinite loop. I'm good. And then the season two was announced. I was like, what the fuck? What are they going to do? So,
yeah, no, I mean, I guess I knew too much about the comics before, so I was like, I knew that.
Oh, you knew there was more.
Yeah, I kind of knew there was more shit. Yeah. But dude, there's like some major differences between the comics and the. You already know about some of the shit?
I seen some comic clips and all that. I was like, well, this dude, because fucking number one over there, he's like in a robot suit or some shit in the comics.
No,
or something,
he's in. What happened in the comics, he wears the robot suit to hide what he is.
Oh.
But he actually had his head implanted on a space gorilla.
Oh,
in the
shit.
Comics.
Okay.
Yeah, and this one, he gave him some serum that fucking made him like that. And that. They took off a space gorilla, whatever that. They took his head off.
Whatever that is, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that is. They took a space gorilla's head off and put number one's head on the space gorilla.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a totally different thing, and it's really fucked up.
It would be crazy if that space gorilla's head was attached to something else and it becomes a villain in the future or some shit. And the comics. That's a thing, huh? Because you have the space.
Anyway, you know, there's some other differences. You know, The gun scene, wait, you know, for those who haven't, spoiler alert for those that haven't seen season one, okay? But spoiler alert for those that haven't seen
which
season
one. Which was T a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. you know, when Vanya has that moment with the rumor at the auditorium?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that moment is with Five, and he does it. In season one. The end of the you know, the end with the theater.
Yeah,
her playing. There's a moment with the rumor.
Okay.
And Vanya.
Okay.
That moment actually happens with Vanya and Five, and he really does it.
I don't know what you're saying because I don't remember.
I don't remember the ending. Man,
like I know.
Don't make me say it.
I know the ultimate ending of it.
I'm not gonna say it. Never mind.
Right.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
All
but
right.
Anyway, the moral of the story is the comics. Like,
I want to watch it again though.
I'm not gonna say the comic sounds better because it's. I wouldn't say that. It just sounds. Drastically different, where like I kind of want to read that shit. Also, in the comic, the rumor is the most powerful one.
Oh, yeah,
she's a reality warper in the comic.
Oh, shit.
Whatever she says, that becomes what it is.
So she's fucking like Scarlet Witch,
yeah, but like more control.
Comic Scarlet Witch,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So I'm like, oh, shit, this is pretty different. And you know, Five's name is the boy, you know, they all have code names, right?
Yeah,
Five's code name is the boy because he disappears before he gets named. So when he comes back, he's still young.
Yeah, yeah.
The boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking, do you know why Diego's the Kraken?
No, I didn't. I forgot that was his name.
That's his code name, the Kraken.
That's crazy.
Never made sense when I was watching it in the first episode. I'm like, why the fuck? I don't get it. I found out because that's not even his fucking superpower in the book. His superpower is breathing underwater.
What the fuck?
Holding his breath, breathing underwater. And I think it's a reference to Aquaman.
Uh-huh.
And how Diego always feels inadequate.
Oh.
Because, you know, I always try to say Aquaman's not as powerful as he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, but no one teases him about that, but he feels inadequate. Like,
yeah.
He, you know, he's got to step up to number one and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and that's why, because he's the Kraken. His superpower is not useful in regular scenarios.
Yeah.
So he gets good at martial arts and knife throwing
that's
to make
fucking
up.
Weird.
Yeah, to make up for his power not working.
That's crazy. Yeah, because he doesn't. I don't even think he has that power in the show.
No, it seems to be what you told me. It was last episode, two episodes ago.
So at some point,
like,
yeah.
He throws projectiles, and then that projectile is now under his control. He's like sniper. Yeah, we talked about that too.
We talked about it at some point actually, because you might remember that reference. I don't remember it on the show though. But yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, I was just like tripping out that how different it is. Like that you could watch the show and enjoy it, and then read the comic and get a totally different fucking experience. You know, because I didn't get that far in the comics when I first read it. So
there's a part in season two at the end, really, where Diego's power may be a little bit different than when you thought it was.
Oh.
Just saying, yeah, because there's something that happened. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he could do that? I'm like, okay, I could see that. But, like, I never knew that was a thing. But anyways.
What? Yeah. Okay, you gave me hype, man. Stop getting me hyped.
Only thing, though, is, like, it's, like, a one-off thing. I was like, oh, shit. And he's, like, super tired afterwards.
Okay, don't tell me anything else. Yeah. I've heard enough.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, and who's her name? Was it Mary J. Blige, right, in season one?
Cha-Cha, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a trip.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I guess that's my Unfocus week. Don't forget, guys.
Twitter.
At
Unfocus28.
Unfocus28, sorry.
Instagram is at Unfocus Podcast. Again, all the Twitter has to do is give us one extra character to use on Twitter for a username.
Give it to us.
And then we can be Unfocused Podcast, like, on every social media thing. Other than that, we can't do that yet. Actually, I think we have a Unfocused Podcast that probably says we move to this channel. So that might be a thing. Also, in addition to those two things, we have a Discord. Also, it's something that I worked on this week. If you go to collision28.com/Discord, you can get a direct link, a direct invite to the Discord channel, to the Discord server. So go and check that out, or you can just do it here in chat on twitch.tv. It's typing !! Discord. And I think that's it. Oh, podcast. You can always download the podcast on various
iTunes.
On iTunes, or they call it Apple Podcast now, or Google Podcast.
Apple Podcast.
Stitcher.
Like, comment, subscribe on all
other stuff.
Things.
Yeah. So yeah, do that. Are we ready?
Let's do it. Okay.
This is the news. The news. Yeah.
What? Huh? Get it. All right. Real quick, before I go into actual news, these little quick things I found out. Did you know? So Keanu Reeves said, "It's already too late to play my favorite Marvel character."
Huh.
And so he finally talked in an interview. Yeah, he's like, not saying I'll never be in the Marvel Universe. He's like, but it's too late for me to be who I've always wanted to be.
And who was that?
Wolverine.
It's too late to be Wolverine?
He's too old.
Oh, he's too old.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah.
He's like,
okay.
He's like,
I thought he'd been casted or something already. He's like, wait a minute.
But you know, that's funny. That's, people were thinking, why is he saying this now? Like, yeah. Is he finally got
is
his
there
fucking
a double
thing?
Meaning? Yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe that's what he's saying. Like, because he's never been so solid. He's always been real hush-hush about what he talks to Marvel about.
Mm.
So, like, why are you saying now that you'll never be Wolverine? Like, is it because you're someone else now?
Yeah, see, yeah, or that be, too, exactly. Yeah. There's three meanings behind that.
Yeah, you could be right, AJ. Who knows? That was just, like, an interesting little thing I had read this week. That I was like, huh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was one other thing I wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah, YT looks that up. New segment later today, later in the show, guys. Wags is Toy Roundup debuting today, episode 270.
There's a snake in his boots.
I know, right?
Okay, that's fine.
No opening track yet, but we're working on it. No, we're not, but mentally
we could be. Yeah, we're kind of working on it. Yeah, I can't remember the other little non-news thing I was going to mention, so go for it, AJ.
I guess one thing I have, if you want to start off with the DC shit.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you know what? Before anything, that's what I wanted to open the show with. That's why I wasn't quite so ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we might as well talk about it right now. Because we'd be a really bad nerd podcast if we didn't even
mention the big thing, right?
Yeah, so this past weekend was DC Fandom. If you guys have been following the podcast or any other outlet that covers nerd stuff, it's been circulating. People have been hearing about it. We've been talking about it here. And, you know, they gave us some updates on the future of DC's movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so everyone who's a fan of Unfocused, you guys know I mean, I don't want to say I'm a DC movie hater, but I'm definitely not a big fan of how they've been doing them.
We're
for
not
a long time.
Haters. We just, you know, had better, you know, higher hopes for them.
Yeah, we had better expectations.
They just disappoint us, you know.
Every time.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
We're like the parents. Yeah. We're like the parents, man. But you know what? This is the first time after one of their cons and like expositions where they're showing shit off, where I'm like, holy shit, maybe they got this actually. Actually, there's moments where I'm like, man, maybe Marvel may not have it, at least for next year.
Imagine the next wave. Because suddenly we already finished, like, a whole era of Marvel, like, MCU shit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the next era will be DC.
It might be, because, you know, Marvel's not through any fault of their own, but due to the end of the Infinity War and this whole COVID thing, they lost some of their steam.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the movie theaters lost some of their steam.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to get that back right away. But I guess we'll have to see. But DC's looking real good right now. And so for those that don't know, there was things both in the video game and the movie TV world that were announced. Shall we start with, what do you want to start, movies or video games?
Well, one thing that I read that I just want to bring up was my only one little piece of news. I'm not sure if it came out of the fandom thing, but Ben Affleck says he will play Batman in a new Flash movie.
Yeah, this was before DC fandom, one day before.
It was right before it?
Yeah. Yeah, like 1 or 2 days before.
Ah, okay.
It was announced, Ben Affleck, yeah, he will be coming back as Batman in the Flash movie.
Which, didn't he retire like couple months ago or something?
It was like a year or two ago.
Or a year ago? Was it already a year now?
I think a year and a half ago.
Damn.
Yeah, he retired because of personal problems, and he, you know, the project was causing stress on his life and shit. But, you know, now he feels comfortable coming back. So it kind of makes me feel like this all might be because of, like, it wasn't really what he was promised. It was this whole project with Zack Snyder and shit, and he kind of got out of it at some point.
Okay.
So maybe that's why he's back okay with it, because Zack Snyder's back in the DC fold. But yeah. So Ben Affleck is back in the game. But you know, before we talk about more movie stuff, let's talk about the games. Did you see the video game shit?
No.
What?
I don't think I did.
AJ, okay. This is great. Can you go to YouTube and bring up Suicide Squad? Dude, you're going to trip out.
I've heard about it. I heard it looks good. I just haven't actually seen it.
Bro, I need to show it to you. I want it on the podcast. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Suicide Squad trailer. Or this third one. Yeah,
I know the name of it, Kill the Justice League, which, yeah, I think we did mention a little bit of the name and stuff in the last episode, right?
We did. So now there's actually a trailer for it. Anyone watching live, check this shit out. But AJ, you got it. No, you got to hear the sound, bro.
I'm afraid of playing the sound because of what happened last time we played sound.
Oh shit! Okay, no. Pause it. I'll show you after.
Well, we can watch it.
No, you can't, bro. You got to hear it. No, you got to pause it, bro. You got to hear it. It's not going to hit without the sound. I'm telling you. You'll know why once you see it.
All right.
Anyway, but yeah, the spoiler alert, the trailer looks good. There's no actual gameplay.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Yeah, so we don't really know what it's going to be. But there's 4 characters in the trailer, so it looks like a 4-player platform game. We don't know, but I'm assuming it's going to be online multiplayer.
Okay.
They have a lot of attitude. That's all I'm going to say. The Suicide Squad characters feel very accurate. And
like the Power Rangers.
Yeah, they're teenagers with attitude. They're adults with attitude.
Oh, okay. It's adults, though.
Way worse. but yeah, it's just really, it feels organic. It feels right. It feels very what you would want from a video game. The other one is fucking cool. It starts off with Batman sending a message. You know,
what, like, kind of message is he sending? Is he breaking someone's neck type of message?
No,
or?
No, not his regular message. Okay. Not his regular message he's sending. No, he sends a message with his mask off.
Oh, what shit?
To fucking Robin, Batgirl, and Nightwing. And he's like, if you're getting this message, I'm dead.
Damn.
And he's like, I've destroyed the Batcave. The city's most likely about to fall into chaos. I'm giving you new tech and information you need to defend the city because I'm not going to be here anymore. And so I think it's a 4-player game. Yeah, 4-player game. You can be Robin, Batgirl, Nightwing, or Jason Todd, who's the evil.
Oh, so you're not playing as Suicide Squad.
No, this is a different game. This is a separate game.
Oh, this is a separate game. Yeah. Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, this is called Batman Knight, Dark Knight.
Ah, okay. Oh, by the way, Tai Chi says the Suicide Squad game, they confirmed that it's not games as a service.
Oh, good. So it's not
like something
for Fortnite,
like where you gotta pay to do certain things. That's, I guess, good. That's what it is.
Thank you, Steve. Gotham Knights.
Gotham Knights. Ah,
and it's about the 4 of them trying to stop Gotham from breaking into chaos now that Batman's dead.
It's also 2-player co-op.
Oh, only 2-player.
So it's,
huh?
Diplomats.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 4. Okay, 2-player co-op. But yeah, man, That game looked really cool, too.
Or probably is it up to play, up to four, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, the four characters, so I always assume when they put four characters, you know, they're leaving it open for that. You know what's surprising? The one that's connected to Arkham Asylum is not this. It's the Suicide Squad one.
Huh.
The other one's not connected to Arkham Asylum at all, or any
Fine.
Of the Arkham games.
Shit.
It's
geez.
Cool. I know, right?
There they go. There's DC going again, not connecting universes together and shit like that.
But Suicide Squad is connected. It's weird. You know,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, weird, right?
I don't want to think about it. I'm
yeah,
good.
But you know, this is the games. Both games look good. There's actually some gameplay for Gotham Knights, and it looks cool.
All right.
Yeah, we'll check it out after the podcast. Now, the movie shit.
Okay.
You pick, man. What are we starting with?
I have no clue, but I heard the Snyder Cut is going to be like episodic.
Yeah, man. It is. 4-hour movie broken up into four episodes.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
That thing's going to be huge.
Dude, he got a mini series out of this. Like he basically got a Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, he won.
In a way, yeah.
He won on this shit. Like it's wild, man.
So should I go ahead and watch the original Justice League just so I can see how different and how much better this new version is going to be?
I feel like you should now. Before I was going to, I think I told you before, don't waste your time, because it's not like it's bad, but it's definitely not great. But now that we have a comparison coming.
Watch how badly it sucked.
I know, dude. I'm really scared. Me and AJ already talked about that. That's going to be real bad if this doesn't turn out good.
Yeah.
But AJ, I think you should watch it. Maybe we could even watch it and stream it one time and have us just watching it and like reacting to all the ridiculous shit that happens.
We probably can't get away with that, but I don't know. There's some new things that kind of allow that now.
I've been seeing people do that shit lately.
Yeah, there is something that does that, yeah. Anyways.
I think you should watch it. I think it would be worth it for you to just check it out and see what's up with it. Like I said, it's not a horrible watch. You're not going to be like, turn it off. You're just going to be like, this could have been better. Yeah, that's cool, but you know, like,
yeah.
You're just going to be more like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So the Snyder Cut also revealed Darkseid. Showed a quick picture of him. I hate the way he looks. I think he looks pretty shitty. But
was he not in the original cut?
No, he's not in there.
What the fuck? Who are they fighting?
His Herald, the guy who comes before him.
Oh my god!
And they're fighting that guy in this one too.
Okay, that's fine.
But I think they're actually just gonna show Darkseid this time because they didn't show him at all in the old one.
And they started all these story threads they started in Batman vs Superman. They dropped all these story threads that they started in BVS.
It's true.
Should I watch that then too?
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No. I haven't seen any. Only DC shit I've seen is Suicide Squad and Man of Steel.
Bro, you haven't seen Wonder Woman?
Oh, and Wonder Woman, my bad. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to trip me out. Oh, you saw Aquaman, too.
No.
No?
No.
Watch it, bro. I didn't think it was going to be good.
Yeah, I know it. I know it's good, but, like, I don't want to get, you know, involved in this, you know.
You don't want to step into their you don't want to step into their arena.
Yeah.
You know what I'll tell you, bro? If you're going to watch...
watch the director's cut?
Tai Chi just said it before I could say it. Yeah, because my friend... You know, I talk a lot of shit about BVS. And if you watched the movie as it came out in theaters, you would say all the same shit I said. But my friend's like, please just watch 40 minutes of the director's cut and just tell me what you think.
How much is added into it?
Another like 30 minutes, bro. Uh-huh. They add like another half hour or 45 minutes into the movie. But he told me to watch it, and I watched it, and I was just surprised like how much sense it makes in comparison to the one that came out in the movie theaters. I'm like, oh... Okay, like the shit I thought was really retarded. Actually, they talked about it a little bit. Like, okay, and it's just, you know, I think Zack Snyder's vision's a little too big.
Yeah,
I think he's not a great movie maker because great movie makers know how to cut out parts of it and what to cut and what to leave.
Yeah,
I think he doesn't know what to cut, man.
Yeah,
because there were some parts where I'm like,
sounds like someone I know, Wags.
No comment, because he's not here.
No, he is here.
Still no comment. No. But yeah, I just feel like he just doesn't, you know, he leaves things in that look badass and takes out shit that tells you the story and you need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, hopefully, it's better with this one. The scenes already look better. There's some cool little cuts that we never saw that looked good in it. Especially, like, real feeling moments with, like, Wonder Woman and Aquaman and Batman rather than just action shit. You saw the trailer, right?
I've seen a little bit of trailers, yeah.
So that was that one. I think you should check it out, though. Other trailers. Did you see that short about the Suicide Squad?
No. I didn't watch anything from the whole thing. The only thing I saw out of the fandom was the Batman trailer.
You're killing me, Smalls. Okay, there was a little like...
Yeah, again, I don't want to get involved in this DC shit.
You need to see these trailers, bro. You need to see them. Like,
but I saw the Batman one only because it was sent to me in a text. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll watch this shit then.
Oh, man, I'm going
to
sit down and make you watch all these after this if you're not too busy. But okay, real quick, other thing... yeah, Suicide Squad didn't have a trailer, but they had a little making of short, and they showed you some scenes from the movie.
Okay.
Looks fucking good, dude.
Well, what does this take place in connection to the previous Suicide Squad movie?
We don't know.
Because I was hearing that it may be a prequel or some shit like that.
We don't know, bro. Wow. It's hard to say. It really is. I feel like it's kept secret on purpose.
Hmm.
It could be a sequel. It could be a prequel. It's really hard to tell. I will say that... it looks very dynamic and very fun. You'll see what I mean when I show you. But there's a lot of characters, bro. There's like 12 fucking Suicide Squad members.
Oh, shit.
Which leads me to believe...
that half of them's going to die again.
That? Or a lot of them are going to end up fighting each other at the end and killing each other.
Hmm.
And maybe that's why we're left with the ones we get in the first one.
If it is a prequel.
Also, a couple things I want to clear out. They cleared up who Idris Elba is. Because a lot of people were, like, mad that... I know I was mad that he was going to, like, recast Will Smith. A lot of people thought he was going to be Bloodshot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Deadshot?
Deadshot, sorry. Turns out he's Bloodshot.
No. Bloodsport.
Sorry. Bloodsport. Jesus.
These names.
Because there is a Deadshot, there is a Deadlock, there is a Bloodsport, and there is a Bloodshot.
Oh, shit.
Right? Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
There really is all four of those characters, and three of them are in DC.
Mm.
But anyway. Okay. Blood Sport. Idris Elba is Blood Sport. But by the way, his character looks way better than his comic book version does. Like, he looks pretty badass. As it should. Yeah, as it should, right?
Yeah.
One thing I want to mention is Nathan Fillion is in it. The guy from Firefly and, you know, I think he's seen in a lot of stuff. But, you know.
Sounds familiar.
He's the only character that we've seen in the trailer that no one knows who he is. And his name came up as TDK. Nobody, there is no fucking character like that in DC. And he just has a skull and crossbones on his chest.
I know a TDK. It's Coolio.
The Dark Knight?
No, that's, remember TDK, Asian Noob?
Oh, TDK. Yeah, you're right.
That's funny.
Well, all we know
the
about...
Dark Knight? Is what people think that means?
No, people are joking that, oh, maybe it stands for the Dark Knight, you know, or whatever. But
that's what his name meant.
But you know, apparently there was an early joke when this movie was first casted, that there was this really, really obscure character in DC that was going to be used that's actually never been in the Suicide Squad, and Nathan Fillion was joking about this character. His name is Arms Fall Off Boy.
Oh, shit.
That's his name, and that's his power. His arms fall off, his limbs can come off, and he can use them as weapons.
Like a snake, or no, a lizard.
Yeah, I mean, nah, because they don't grow back. I think he puts them back.
Lizard tails. I know. Some lizards are known to grow back their limbs.
No. I'm saying he doesn't grow them
back. Oh, he doesn't grow them back.
He puts them back.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Arm Fallout Boy will take off his arm, beat you with it, and then put it back on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good power.
Yeah. It's a pretty dynamic power, too. Yeah. Like, that'd be great for a movie. But yeah, there's a rumor floating around that that's who he is, and that they're not allowed to say that. But he came out and said, I'll tell you for sure in the script, that's not the character's name. He's like, I was joking about that earlier on. So he's like, in the script, that's not the character's name. Maybe it is. I don't know. So no one knows who Nathan Fillion's character is. If you guys have an educated guess, email us at unfocusedpodcast.com, please.
If he ever makes a, you know, give me a hand type of, you know, pun, then we know he's lying.
Because he has enough, right? yeah, it looks good, though.
I was going to say, TDK is also a cassette tape brand.
Oh, weird. I don't know.
Just, I don't know if that adds to any speculations out there.
I'm going to keep that in the mental Rolodex. You never know. Oh, and one last thing. John Cena's character was revealed, too. He's going to be playing a character that I don't know, and I can't even remember the character's name, but they said he's basically a douchebag Captain America.
Okay.
Like, he wants justice and peace for everyone, but he wants it so bad he's willing to kill for it.
Oh, like the Punisher.
Nah, Punisher's doing it for himself. This guy claims he's doing it for everyone, you know?
Okay.
I'm about justice and peace for the whole country, but I'll kill any motherfucker I have to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Can't see him, though.
No, I didn't see him in the trailer. Yeah, so that was the Suicide Squad one. Margot Robbie was in there with this long black and red dress with guns shooting motherfuckers up. Cool. So we do know Harley Quinn is in it. But yeah, we just don't know shit about where it takes place in the timeline, or if the timeline even matters, or if Joker will be involved, any of that shit. It's
really and weird. What Joker, if any?
What Joker, right? Which brings us to our next point. The one trailer you did fucking see, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman.
The Batman. Is it called The Batman?
It's called The Batman.
Mm, okay.
By the way, I fucking dig that new logo.
I don't remember what the logo looks like.
It was all like red with little bat black things in the word. Like the words are all red and there's random black shadows like of bats like throughout it.
That's cool. I don't remember it.
It looks cool.
I was like trying to play matches in the middle like watching it too.
Yeah. But yeah. The Batman trailer. What stood out to you about it, AJ, when you saw it?
It was dark.
Yes, it was.
It was dark and I don't nothing stood out other than it looked pretty cool. There was some action. Oh, the fucking hand-to-hand shit that he was doing.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick too. And that duct tape actually to open it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because you hear the duct tape throughout the whole like WB logo. Yeah. And then you see this duct tape like, "Oh shit, that's what it is."
Yeah.
And in the very end of it, where it said 2021 or some shit like that, or 2020, what year did it give?
2021, yeah.
It was 2021, yeah, but there was question marks in it.
And so I'm sure you're already guessing Riddler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was guessing.
That's what everyone's guessing.
Who's he supposed to be?
This Commissioner dude. Gordon.
That's what I thought, okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're on it. And that's the Watcher, you know, that old guy.
You know, the question mark in there, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, that's funny. There was a quick little code that they showed you right there that was supposed to be symbols or codes that Batman's got.
Oh, I don't like his face. And I think Tai Chi mentioned this over the weekend, too, that they showed too much of his face and with the mask on Batman.
I didn't mind it. I thought it looked good. I'll tell you what, because those pictures I saw, I fucking hated the pictures before the trailers came out.
Yeah, like look how much like cheek and jaw you can see.
Oh, I see. You don't like how much cheek you can see. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, like I'm not used to seeing that much of his face. You know, usually he has a good covering, enough for him to like talk and stuff like that, right?
I guess that's true.
But it gives him like way too much. Yeah, it's a minor gripe for sure.
No, but it's true though. But you know, I guess the reason I don't mind it so much is because I think my first image of Batman is Adam West Batman, and you can see like that whole part of his face in that cap.
Hmm, okay.
Because you know, I know what you mean. It, with Michael Keaton and all of them, it's a thing that covers like a good part of his face, kind of like Gambit with that little mask.
Yeah,
has,
yeah,
right?
True.
Yeah, but yeah, there are some Batmans that have this. I think we're just not used to seeing
so
it in a movie.
Is this the Adam West Batman, like you know, reimagined?
Well, I'll tell you this: the fact that he's there with the cops and they're not tripping that he's there is a total reference to Adam West.
Okay.
Because he in Adam West thing, like they call Batman on the fucking Batphone.
Yeah, that's true.
Which they have at the police department.
Yeah.
You know, so like this is straight up a reference to that. Like they're like, "Oh shit, Batman's here," you know, and they all make room and let him get into the crime scene and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Like they've never done that in any movie or cartoon.
Yeah, that's a big thing I noticed rewatching the Dark Knight series. Oh, you know what? Speaking of that too, I never realized, and I saw it at the end of Dark Knight Rises, that he gives the commissioner again the bat signal. He gave it back to him, like made him a new one, and they were going to use it. But
oh, because
for
new,
who?
The new Robin. Remember the new Batman?
Yeah, for Nightwing then, or the new Batman, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robin.
Yeah. Exactly. But I saw that. I was like, wait, he's giving them back the bat signal again? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he repaired it and put it up there for him?
Yeah.
It's just tight.
Anyways.
But yeah, okay, so that's one thing. That's a good point to make, though, because I like that you pointed that out because it made me remember the Adam West look. Yeah, that's okay with that, but movies have never done that. You know what also I noticed was...
Who's that?
I don't know, probably like some mayor or something. I don't think he's anyone important. You know what else made me think about this, man, when I watched it? It kind of reminded me of that movie Seven from the trailer. Have you ever seen that movie? Brad Pitt, Seven?
Oh, wait, no. I was thinking of some other thing. Oh, I was thinking of Super 8, actually.
So it's a murder mystery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seven is a...
Is that Catwoman?
Yeah, that's Catwoman.
Okay, so we have a Catwoman.
Go back a little bit. So that's Catwoman. Also, the creator, pause it. The creator said this was not going to be her final costume.
Okay.
This is like, you know...
Like
you know,
the beginning?
In every superhero movie or supervillain movie, when they first come out, they're not wearing their full shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Iron Man with his silver thing. Or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Some villains when you first see them. Anyway.
So this is Catwoman's version of that.
Yeah. No, play it again. I'm going to show you something interesting.
This is that?
Pause it. Do you know who this is?
Tommy Lee Jones. No.
Do you know the casting for this movie?
Two-Face. No, I don't.
Casting for this movie is Paul Dano, Riddler, Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, is Catwoman.
Wait, so they actually named Riddler as
the villain? They did, but I'll tell you why the people aren't believing that, or why people are questionable about it. I'll tell you in a minute.
I'm questionable.
Third, Colin Farrell, Penguin.
Oh, shit.
That's Colin Farrell.
That's Penguin, huh?
Bro, that's Colin Farrell.
I don't know who Colin Farrell is.
Bro,
I've heard the name.
Real quick, bring up another page. Google Colin Farrell real quick. And just realize how fucking different he looks than this guy. And they confirmed.
Maybe when I see him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Okay,
look
this
how
dude.
Different he
what
looks.
What the fuck?
They put so much prosthetics and makeup on him to make him look like that.
Nah,
and if
dude,
you really
they,
if you
they,
really stare at it.
They thin out his eyebrows. That's what it is. That's what it looks like to me, at least.
Bro, you're right. That made that... No, but his cheeks look different, too. They put something on his cheeks. And his nose looks... Look at his nose.
Maybe the
that's
nose.
That's a penguin nose.
Yeah, that's a penguin nose. But like, look how thick his eyebrows is right here.
Oh, no, you're right, bro.
And then right here, they look a little thinner, like a little less prominent.
Now that you tell me that, I can see Colin Farrell there. I can see him now. Like,
so he's like, he looks more like skinny, you know, less hair. Oh. Which is that a penguin thing for him to be so not hairy?
Well, yeah. He's missing hair in weird spots.
Tai Chi says, I don't think that's Colin Farrell.
No, they confirm that is him. Yeah. Check it out, Tai Chi. That's Colin Farrell for sure, bro. Yeah, they confirmed it. Oh, he found something that confirmed otherwise?
IMDb. See, there's a dog on this shit.
It ain't that guy you just showed us right now.
What the fuck? What did you give me?
It's this guy, this picture.
Oh, Peter.
Peter. That does not look like Peter Skarsgård, bro.
That's this dude?
No.
That does not look like that dude.
No, Steve, you're way off, bro. You're
well, who's he listed as, though?
He's in it. Attorney, it doesn't look like him.
District attorney.
Okay, excuse me, district attorney. Dude, look, scroll up. Look. Show me that guy, and now show me that penguin picture. No. No fucking way. That's not that guy.
Well, the nose is there, I think.
No, but wouldn't it make more sense to use a prosthetic for a nose for Penguin?
And he has hair. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
He don't look like that guy at all. At least I can see Colin Farrell on that other one. Well, you know, check out
how come when Colin Farrell's brought up right here, look at this.
Yeah.
Who did that?
And
he looks unrecognizable, Tai Chi. Even fucking his website says it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they confirmed one of the directors said that's Colin Farrell, so I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
Unless they're fucking with us, you know.
And why would a district attorney be like in the rain like this too?
Yeah, right.
You know, he wants to be like under an umbrella or
plus,
something.
Plus, that guy looks like he got
in
hate.
The office.
Plus, that guy looks like he got hate in his heart. Look at that guy. People don't stare at people like that unless they got hate in their heart. Look at that stare.
I don't like this mask anymore. Look at it. After that shot. Look at the Batman. Look at that. I don't like the way this looks.
Wait, keep playing it. Keep playing it. Don't freeze frame it. Okay. I thought they were going to show more of a turnaround.
No.
Hey, well, pause it. Go back on those guys, too. Pause it. So there's a big question about who these guys are, too.
Looks like some Joker fanboys.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. What my theory is that they're actually villains not from Batman, but from Batman Beyond.
Oh, shit.
In Batman Beyond, after the Joker is killed, a gang of people from throughout Gotham come together and start inciting panic and chaos throughout Gotham in honor of Joker's death.
Hmm.
And they're called the Joker Gang. And they all wear fucking Joker makeup. And
Joker Gang.
Basically, yeah. And so, you know, it seems like it'd be less dangerous than the Joker. But for Batman, it's actually harder because there's no direction. There's no boss to knock out to stop it.
No.
They're just all motherfuckers.
Just all just chaos, like just random people.
Yeah.
It's like freaking internet trolls and shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, physical internet trolls.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting thing. I'm like, I hope that's who they are.
Oh, Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman. I was about to ask.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know, but like, I wasn't putting the you know characters together here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, also the other thing. All right, you can continue. I guess.
No.
I thought that's who they could be. Maybe. I see. Oh shit! I didn't notice that scene. He's getting into it with the police right there. Oh, shit. Okay. Man, There's some shit I didn't realize in this trip. Okay, the other reason to think about Paul Dano.
Yeah, this dude, this scene's pretty dope. Where right. Just fucking goes crazy with the hand to hand shit.
Hey, and someone else pointed out too. Well, one thing I'll point out first. Dude, look, his mask looks so dope like that. Look, freeze frame that.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked all right.
That shit looks sick like that. I was like, the angle, dude, look at, he looks sick like that, you know? That angle's perfect.
Maybe. Anyways.
Yeah. And anyway, my point though, So I was thinking that, you know, he's, it's cool that they actually showed his martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. Since, yeah, like that logo, bro. That logo's the shit, dude. The Batman. Like, with the fucking bat in the back.
It looks very comic-like, too, for some
reason.
Yeah,
it feels like if you bought a comic that just has all black and said Batman like that, like, okay, this is a Batman comic.
I'm, yeah.
Yeah. It was dope that they showed his martial arts, because Batman is a martial artist. He takes pride in it, even. You know, he's really good at fighting.
The Batman Begins, like, kind of starts off like that, like, yeah. Him using, like, looks like it was, like, some type of ninjutsu or some shit like that.
Yeah, he trains in ninja and ninja arts and kung fu arts, and, you know, he studies, like, most martial arts across the board. Mm-hmm. And
but you don't really get to see all that, like, throughout.
Yeah, the movies do a really bad job of showing you. I feel like they actually go out of their way to hide it. I'm sure you can tell, like, Christopher Nolan ones, even the Michael Keaton ones, all his moves are shrouded in, like, cape movements and camera shots that kind of go off and shit like that.
Yeah.
And you never actually get to see him doing the cool martial arts shit.
Yeah, when he is hand-to-hand, it's kind of quick, and he kind of just ties you up somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And he just, like, punches you out, and you're done, and, like, okay.
Yeah, and if he's not doing that, he's in a fucking plane or a car or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or setting up traps, too. Like, I see him do that a couple times, you know, go set up some bombs somewhere to cave you in.
Fuck, it has some maniacal Batman shit, but he does do that. So, other thing I noticed is, like, did you realize he kind of went a little far with that beating?
He actually did go too far. Yeah,
because like, when he finally, like, knocked him out and gave him those two punches, and then he got over him and, like, gave him three more, I was like, oh, shit. I feel like that's because they say this is basically Batman year
Bucky.
They say this is Batman year two. Bucky looks like Winter Soldier. Like crazy. This is basically Batman year two, you know, which we've already seen Batman year one. So Batman,
what does that mean?
He's already Batman.
Oh, so year one is like him, like, in training, figuring out, like, how he's going to be Batman.
Yeah. Like, remember Batman Begins is Batman year one.
Yeah. Okay.
And people call it that because there's a comic book called Batman year one.
Okay.
And so Batman Begins is 50% based off of Batman year one. Right.
Okay.
And so this is basically Batman year two. He is Batman. Yeah. The city knows who he is.
Yeah.
But he hasn't got a handle on his shit yet. His technology, how he's going to fight, his code even, you know, like how far he's going to go.
Yeah.
He hasn't even decided yet how far he's going to go, you know.
He's not sure how Batman he's going to be yet.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe he will kill people. He's not sure. You know, he's not sure.
He doesn't even know yet. Okay. Yeah. His code is not down yet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's still in evolution, you know. So I'm guessing this movie is going to be about him going through some shit that makes him decide what he's going to be, you know. Last thing I was going to mention. So, yeah, Paul Dano was originally casted as Riddler, and Colin Farrell originally casted as Penguin. But Batman movies, I think, have been known in the past few years to lie to us about the casting.
Hmm.
So I think that's why some people were not believing it, and they were thinking that maybe he's another villain like Hush. And especially with that mask we saw him wearing and goggles on his mask.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of seems more like Hush. And Hush is this guy who knows Bruce Wayne. And he knows he's Batman.
Damn.
And he leaves him messages telling him, I know what's up, bro.
Yeah,
you gotta fucking do what I want you to do. Basically. And Batman gets in this weird case where he kind of has to listen to Hush, and he kind of has to fucking figure out who he is at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, he's like, if he knows me, I should be able to know him. Like, how come I can't figure out who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that could be who this guy is, too. Like, they could be lying to us.
Okay.
So, that's why, like, we don't know. He's got a muscle car Batmobile. Yeah. I like this Batmobile. It looks more like the Adam West one to me.
I can't tell what kind of car it is, though, because it's so, like, modded. The back's gone and everything. Like, I want to say it looks like an old, like, Charger just because of the way the sides are.
I was going to say it feels like an old Charger, but they took the back off.
Yeah, but it could maybe be a Mustang. I don't see Camaro in there too much.
Okay.
Just because of the way the hood kind of flares out. And anyways, I don't know. I'm not that good at knowing car shit, but that's the vibe I get. But that's maybe just because I only like Chargers.
You know that shit, right? All right.
But yeah, all right. That's coming out next year.
next year. Does this? I mean, I gotta show you some more shit apparently.
Oh.
But does this make you more hyped about the future of DC at all? Are you like interested? Or are you still
the Batman? Does the Batman movie does? I did not see the other shit.
You didn't see the Wonder Woman trailer, huh?
I didn't see the Wonder Woman trailer, but I heard Cheetah is a thing.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a hater of Kristen Wiig, and like...
It's Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, it's Kristen Wiig.
How do you know that? Oh, shit.
No, you knew, because you've heard me fucking bitching about it on here before. You just forgot, I think.
Probably, yeah.
But, dude, it's Kristen Wiig. I don't like her. I fucking hate her as an actress, so I'm really not excited at her being... Especially, I don't think she's a comedy actress, and I don't think she's funny, so I don't think she can play a villain either, you know? But when I saw her, the sad thing is we saw two forms. One form, the first thing we saw, I liked, where she was kind of animaled out, and okay. She was just wearing leather jackets and cheetah print shit.
Because
she's fucking wilding, like, she's finally, like, she's like a bookworm character that got power, so now she's, like, wilding out.
Okay.
So I'm like, that outfit looked good to me. I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of buying it a little bit. That's pretty dope. Then they showed us, towards the end of the trailer, the full form of cheetah in her CGI glory.
Okay.
And I got turned off, and I was like... You guys almost
didn't they learn a lesson from Cats the movie?
I guess they didn't, bro. I'm like, I'll show you the trailer.
Well, that movie kind of came out around the same time they were in production in this, right?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have time to learn from that. So I'm going to show you the trailer. Like I said, I liked her first form. I hope the movie's mainly about that
first form.
Should I
bring it up now or later?
No, I'll show you later. All right. Oh, you can bring up Kristen Wiig's look if you want. Yeah, yeah.
I'll look it up later.
Yeah. After I show you the trailer, that way you can check it out. So, all right. But yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes. The movie's probably going to be good. I'm not sure about Cheetah. But I am excited about, what's his name? Pedro Pascal playing Maxwell Lord, which he's a guy who can basically use mind control. And he's trying to make a better life for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, he mind controls Superman.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And in the Wonder Woman comics, right?
Okay.
And he starts causing chaos with Superman. And then Wonder Woman finally figures out it's him and nails him and catches him. And she's like, how do I free Superman? And he's like, you can't free him. He's binded to me now. The only way you can free him is kill me. And I know you won't do that. And before he can finish his sentence, she snaps his neck.
Damn.
It's the first time Wonder Woman ever killed in a comic book.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because I was like, it would have been great for the comic community watching that movie. Like, oh, is she going to kill him or not?
Mm-hmm.
But we already know because the whole fucking argument, people are so mad about Superman snapping Zod's neck that she's definitely not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, you saw Man of Steel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how pissed off people were about that?
I know that, no.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a Superman. I'm an old school Superman fan, and I felt like that was fair. You know, but some people are so mad Superman snapped Zod's neck. No fucking way Wonder Woman is snapping that fool's neck, bro.
Has Superman ever done that in the comics before, though?
No, but he has killed people he has had to kill. He never snapped his neck, but, like, he's killed people that he had to kill before. He definitely did that. So I'm like... It happens.
Well, if people can remember that comic scene with that dude, maybe they'll be okay if it happens in the movie.
I'm just saying, I don't think the studio will do it because of the backlash about Superman. You know what I mean? I feel like they'll just kind of stay away from that whole thing, sadly. All I want is some neck snapping, man. That's all I want.
Yes, that's all we all ever wanted, you know.
Anyway. Yeah, so that basically covers the main stuff we learned about DC fandom. There were some other things about the CW shows and about the DC Universe shows, but, you know, I'm not going to get into all that. We got some podcasts to talk about. But, yeah, you guys, if there's other things you wanted us to talk about that we didn't, please email us. Unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah, let us know. We'll talk more about it next week.
Tweet us at Unfocus28 as well.
Or that, yeah. AJ, you want to hit us with our first bit of actual news?
Sure. So Capcom has filed new trademarks. Some of them are, like, expected, I suppose. So Capcom filed Capcom Cup, Capcom Fighters, Capcom Pro Tour, Street Fighter League, and World Warriors Challenge, and also Darkstalkers.
What?
Yeah. Why? Out of all those Capcom things, why is Darkstalkers in there? I don't know. Is there a new game? We can only hope. Oh, shit, I'm actually wearing a Darkstalkers shirt today,
dude,
too. That was not on purpose.
You know what's funny? I just saw a guy giving an analysis on YouTube about why we're never going to get Darkstalkers again.
What was he saying?
He was just saying that, like, Capcom has a history of fucking brushing Darkstalkers to the side and then lying to us and telling us it's coming and then pulling it back. And he went over, like, four instances where Capcom had, like, put something out for Darkstalkers and pulled it back.
Mm.
I didn't know that. I was like, I knew it happened the one time because you and I were like active fans, like kind of waiting for it. And then like they just kind of didn't do it.
Yeah.
You remember that they announced it at Evo. Remember Darkstalkers is not dead?
Yeah, that was the thing that was going around. But I think that's just someone trying to build hype again.
No, but remember at Evo, Capcom said that first. Remember Darkstalkers is not dead?
Yeah.
And then like nothing kind of came from that. So he was talking about that and like...
Someone brought up too a while back or just recently that there was a remake of a Darkstalkers game like a few years ago and it didn't do good. And so maybe that, because that did not do good, maybe Capcom was like, you know what, maybe this is not a good idea after all.
Yeah, he talked about that. That's exactly why they didn't want to fuck with it, because they were afraid it wouldn't sell.
But I also heard that remake was kind of crap too, though.
And that's what it was, because they pulled back money on the engineering of the game. Like, dude, if you guys put the energy into it, it'll be good. Like,
so, I don't know. I would like to see a cool game. Like, I don't think I've ever been playing fighting games so much and had a new Darkstalkers game. Like, all the Darkstalkers games are all old games. Like, and the only way I know about Darkstalkers is seeing them in various versus games like Marvel vs. Capcom and CVS and what else was there that I played with Darkstalkers in it? I don't even know what else, but that's the only way.
Oh, the one on PSP, right? Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, and then I got to PSP. That's right. That's the only way I actually played a Darkstalkers game was getting it on PSP, and that shit was fucking, that was dope. I like that game. So getting a new game to kind of, you know, get into that world will be dope. And the only other way I got into Darkstalkers is through the comics too. So I'll like to see a new game. So hopefully that's a true thing.
All right. Okay. So I didn't know it, I guess Nintendo Direct Mini is happening right now.
No, I think a mini happened today and I think it was like nothing main.
No, but it's happening, and I didn't know about it, so I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, no, it already happened earlier today. I saw it, but I didn't watch it because it wasn't any first-party stuff.
Well, one thing that they did talk about that's not first-party but is still pretty amazing, Kingdom Hearts. Melody of Memory. You know, it's kind
of,
you know...
Melody of Memories.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts people are always clamoring for more shit because, you know, they have a really loyal fan base. So people have kind of been bitching that this has been announced and worked on, and they didn't know when it was coming out, you know, especially because of the whole virus thing. But today at this Nintendo Direct, which is a special one called Nintendo Direct Mini : Partner Showcase. That's what this one today was called.
Yeah, Partner Showcase. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. They announced.
That's why I wasn't interested. I was like, this partner shit? No, I'm good. So I didn't watch it.
Well, today they announced with Square Enix, this game will be coming out November 13th.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's going to be a rhythm action game.
Okay.
I didn't know that. So actually, surprisingly, this might be a way for you and I to get into fucking Kingdom Hearts. It's a rhythm game.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's probably going to have all these Kingdom Hearts music that I don't even know. So
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to work.
And like how much Disney stuff will actually be in that too, actually. Because
it should usually be 50-50, usually. But we'll see. But yeah, it's going to be available November 13th on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. So all the major platforms.
Melody of Memories, as an acronym, spells MOM. Does that have anything to do with it?
I mean, you tell me, bro.
I don't know.
Neither of us. See, we need to consult someone who loves Kingdom Hearts. Steve.
What does this mean?
Mom, Melody of Memories. What the fuck's going on, bro? Tell us.
Is that a thing? Or
is she his mom? Hey, what's up, man? Tell us.
Well, or music. Like, no, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Melody of Memories.
I know there's Chain of Memories before this, but
there's always a lot of shit with memories. God damn it.
Jesus. All right. But yeah, so you guys, any Kingdom Hearts fans, November 13th, which is 2 months away from now, so keep your eyes out for that.
Just like there is a Dream Drop Distance, you know, 3D for the 3DS, you know, that's like that was a thing, right?
Yeah, that was a thing.
It's right. A lot of nonsense. Okay, cool.
That's what it says. They all sound cool is the whole thing, right? That's why they say it. All right.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
Okay. AJ?
All right. So, I'm not sure if this has already happened or if it's been out for a while or not, or if it just happened, but T, if you were to cast for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle universe, a Casey Jones, what are some guidelines you would want people to follow to make sure they cast a good Casey Jones?
You can do physical combat. You can have long hair.
Yeah, long hair, okay.
Hockey mask.
Hockey mask, okay. Yep, those are all Casey Jones features.
Cricket. And what else do I want from Tracy? Oh, beef with Raph.
Okay.
Those are my things I need. Long,
true.
You know, people get real mad about, like, gender swapping and changing the race. Mm-hmm, I don't care about that shit.
Okay.
Long hair, attitude, hockey mask, beef with Raph. I'll be fine with it.
So, with what she just said, for the new animated series, this is our new Casey Jones. Cassandra Jones, to be more exact. And she's Asian. And I think she might be working for the Foot in some way or something like that currently. But yeah, she goes by Casey, though.
No.
No?
This is exactly what I said I didn't want.
Gender Look, swapping.
And also...
And she doesn't have the hair like you wanted. Nor does she have the hockey mask. With the mask, she's more like a ninja.
No, this is a different character. Yeah. Okay, see... Although this seems like it was in line with what I said, this is actually counter to what I said. This is, defeats the whole spirit of the character. If it was a girl, I'd be cool with it. If she had a hockey mask and was fucking violent and had beef with Raph, you know, like, she's a ninja? She like, seems, Casey yeah. Jones isn't a ninja? Like, that's too much. He's supposed to be, like,
she has
from
ability.
The streets, you know?
Oh,
like,
okay.
He learned the shit on his own.
One thing to keep in mind about the series, too, is that even the turtles have some type of mystic powers to them a little bit.
Oh, this is that show.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
The new animated Nickelodeon show. So that might add into why this Casey Jones is a little bit different in that sense. Because under abilities here, it says ninjutsu and enhanced strength. But weapons... as far as like some ninja shit in there, she has a baseball bat and she has a sword that resembles a hockey stick.
No,
which is the one that we see here.
That's supposed to be a sword.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. I hate it.
This is a real sword though. This type of weapon.
Really?
I actually seen it in Forge of Fire. Forge and Fire.
Really?
Can you read that?
Naginata.
Naginata. Yes. Yes. That is an actual sword that exists. It's
really?
A sword. It's a little crooked. Yeah.
Well, I learned something today. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's supposed to resemble her hockey stick, apparently.
That's lame.
Yeah.
It's lame. Like I said, hockey mask and having beef with Raph, also being a solo act. I guess I didn't mention that. Because Casey Jones is supposed to be a solo. She's in control of a ninja clan.
I think so, yeah.
And how are you...
Which is different.
Yeah, weird, bro. Really weird. And how is she... Is she supposed to be like... fully Asian? Because it doesn't say, like, if she's fully Asian, why is her name Cassandra Jones?
That could be a thing.
I mean...
She resides in New York, you know?
If you're... I mean...
On Earth.
It's really weird, bro. I don't like it.
I think Casey as a nickname for Cassandra is maybe not too common, but I feel like I've heard that before, though.
No, I'm not saying it couldn't be. I'm just
saying... No, because Taichu's asking, how is Cassandra Casey?
Oh, yeah, that can be a nickname for Cassandra. Yeah. Cassie or Casey, either way.
Cassie. Or it would be more like Cassie, right?
Yeah,
because even in Soul Calibur, we call her Cass. Casey. Whatever. It works.
No, it doesn't. I hate this. I actually really don't like this. If this was my news, it would have been dick moves. That's all I want to say.
I'm not that. I like what they did.
Do you?
But the fact that there's ninja vibes going on with her, though, is like the one thing I don't completely agree with.
Why is she with the foot?
I don't know, but maybe it'll spin out to like... You know, maybe she turns sides and I don't know. But yeah, there's no fucking hockey mask too, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, dude, that's to me, that's the deal breaker. Because I could have like...
Oh, formerly Foot Clan, apparently.
Oh.
So maybe she broke away from the Foot Clan.
Oh, well, you know, I still need the hockey mask. I'm sorry.
You know, that kind of makes sense too, because the Foot Clan, you know, they kind of recruit some people off the street sometimes. Maybe, you know, she got caught up. It was like, you know, fuck this shit.
See, what you're saying right now would be a great fucking story for a new...
What if that's it?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's she's got no hockey mask.
And maybe that's why she doesn't have the hockey mask yet and all that, because she was ninja and learned and all that shit, right?
She's growing.
And
then, you think she's growing to
and
that
maybe,
point?
And maybe grows into it.
So you think they're going the MCU way, huh?
Yeah.
If that's the case...
Voiced by Zelda Williams.
I know who that... Oh, Robin Williams' daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Is that me on Cuckoo's little meme?
Yeah, that's our little logo there. Or what do you call these again? There's emotes.
Oh, dude,
we only have one.
That's sick.
And that's the one that some people kind of wanted.
I fuck with it. yeah, man, I don't like this Casey Jones, but we can move on now. You know, that if it is like you said, that it is like the MCU, because I don't know if you noticed the MCU, a lot of characters don't start off how they were in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Thor, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, they kind of grow to become what they are in the comics, you know, like throughout the movies.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case with Casey Jones, maybe over time I could be cool with it. But since I don't like it already, I'm kind of not down with this show.
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was cool. But then I read the ninjutsu shit. I was like, okay, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Yeah, but maybe there's a reason right now. Maybe they'll work it into what we actually know as Casey.
If the story writers are good enough, you can make it make sense. Like I said, what you just said right now sounds like a great story.
Sounds dope, right?
They picked him up off the streets.
I come up with all these good things sometimes.
Bro, maybe you should write stories. All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. In other news, where should I start?
Casey Jones is like a vigilante. Yeah, that's true. As far as all the iterations I've seen.
Yeah, he's a vigilante. But that's what he's doing when he runs into the turtles.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other news, Enola Holmes. You said you haven't heard about this, huh?
Don't even know what you just said.
Enola Holmes is a new Sherlock Holmes thing that's on Netflix.
Oh, what the shit?
As if we don't have enough Sherlock Holmes shit.
Yeah, right?
We got the Robert Downey shit going on, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
We got that fucking Korean Sherlock one with that Korean girl that's playing Sherlock for some reason.
Uh-huh.
We got David Cumberbatch, who's also Sherlock for Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have...
Wait, you forgot one. And again, I think we talked about this list one time, and I mentioned one to you. You're like, what? But there's also one...
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you did. Will Ferrell and... Will Ferrell and...
Will Ferrell?
Oh, no, you know what? I think I... Yo.
No, one called Elementary, which is Lucy Liu.
Yes, that's right. You did bring it up. And you know what? And I think when you brought that up, we had this conversation too. Will Ferrell and the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, John C. Reilly.
Oh, for reals? Okay.
They have a Sherlock Holmes movie that came out last year.
Oh, man.
They were Sherlock Holmes and Watson. That was just last year. So added to this list, I forgot about Elementary. That's right.
Yeah, it's another one that was out recently. I'm not sure if it's still going or not.
I said David. Wow. David Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. That's what I meant. The British Sherlock Holmes.
So well, now, in America, he's David. That's how you say Benedict.
That's the short name in America for Benedict, obviously. But yeah, there's also this one with our girl. What's Mila? What is her name?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown, and who is 11 from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
also some random girl in Godzilla.
Mm-hmm. And then,
she was random. She was a random girl. But...
She was like the scientist's daughter.
Something like that. Okay, maybe kind of random.
And then Superman. Who is played by, what is his name too? Henry Cavill.
Yeah. Builds PCs.
Yeah, exactly. Who builds PCs and fights crime at night. The two of them are in a new Sherlock Holmes update. It's not an update. It's more based on a book, an old book, that was about Sherlock Holmes' younger sister who gets left at home.
Ah.
It's a book written by Nancy Springer. And basically, yeah, she stays at home and her genius gets thrown to the side because everyone's focused on Sherlock. And she's actually a pretty good detective, too.
That's cool. She wants
to make her point. So this is an adaptation of that story. It's a movie on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a nice short watch. It might be worth watching. And, you know, Henry Cavill plays Sherlock Holmes. And she plays his little sister.
Okay.
And then this guy on the right, I don't know the actor's name. I know the actor, but I don't know his name. He plays Watson. And guess what? This movie is under fire for lawsuit right now.
What? Why?
Apparently some of the people who own the rights to the original Sherlock Holmes, last name is Doyle. What's the first name? Arthur Conan Doyle. He's the one who owns the rights to the Sherlock Holmes books and storyline. How, even though Sherlock Holmes is kind of public domain, you know, like,
yeah.
It, you know, you can pretty much fuck with that one.
Yeah.
But he's owned some rights.
Probably why there's so many fucking versions of it.
Exactly. Because if you couldn't get away with it, there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But this guy holds some rights to the old school shit. And he's in the middle of suing Netflix over their portrayal of Sherlock Holmes. Now, usually when people sue people over portrayals, it's because, you know, defamation of character. Like, you're making them look bad. That's not how they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That's inaccurate, right?
Yeah.
Well, this time he's suing for the inaccuracy of Sherlock Holmes being too nice.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know. It's kind of like, you know, a known thing in the books, you know, that I guess Sherlock Holmes is kind of a dickhead.
Okay.
He's an asshole. He's mean. He's impulsive. And he's a drug addict. He has problems. You know, he yells at Watson, even though Watson saves his ass all the time. You know?
Yeah, that's what I know about him.
Yeah, so shit like that. And so... they're suing him because their depiction of Sherlock Holmes is too nice. They're like, he's not like that. It's wrong. Like, I think Sherlock Holmes would be happy that they're like showing him in a better light than he was, you know?
He's not being a dick. What's wrong?
Yeah, right? Like, there's something wrong about this.
I like him. This is wrong.
You know? Is there going to be a day in the future, like, where they make a Donald Trump movie? You know, somebody playing Donald Trump, maybe Alec Baldwin, which would be funny. I'm playing Donald Trump and being like, no, he's not mean enough. You know, like,
he's too smart.
He's too smart. Like, he's supposed to be dumber than that, which would be a fair argument, but you just wouldn't expect someone to make the argument, you know? So I found this really fucking weird, dude. This is an article. I almost didn't make this news, but I was like, the fuck? He's not mean enough. I don't know. What do you think about that shit?
I don't know. Like, I've never really seen these Sherlock like movies or shows before, so I have no comment on this one.
You never saw the Benedict Cumberbatch one or the Robert Downey one?
Mm-mm, nope. Hmm. No, I might have seen the Robert Downey one, maybe a little bit of it.
I feel like we started watching it and didn't finish
it. Yeah, I remember seeing the end, because I remember there was a fight, and like water was involved or something, like on a boat or something.
Well, you got me on that one, okay.
I think. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong, but I don't know. But I don't remember.
Enola Holmes on Netflix, guys. Check it out. Help them fight the lawsuit.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we do our new segment real quick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to do it?
Yeah. Let's
do it.
So Wags has his new segment here on our channel. This gives us a little bit of a break as well. And yeah, it's a toy roundup. So he's gonna give us some news on some stuff that's going on with action figures and stuff like that. And look, he has his own button now too.
There's a Wags button. You should feel honored, fool. I don't even have a button yet. Oh, I guess I do.
Yeah.
I only got one button.
Well, so does he.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Oh, wow. I guess that's true. All right. Feel honored.
I need my own segment now.
Hey, guys. So I don't have too much today because I'm still testing this out. I don't know how much news I can cram into 5 minutes, but let's give it a shot. I'm going to see what I can do. So we're going to set the timer for 5 minutes, and then we'll jump into it. Ready, and timer, go. And the first piece of news I have is Marvel Legends has pre-orders have opened for the new Venom Pool Build-A-Figure Wave. So it's an assortment where you buy all the figures, comes with pieces, and you build a new Venom Pool. Which is like, you know, obviously Deadpool and Venom mixed together. But the funny thing is we've already had a Venom Pool in the past. It was a black and white Deadpool repaint with some new parts on it. And this cool packaging is said back in black. I really dug it. This new Venom Pool, though, I'm not sure if it's from a comic book, but I'm not really for it. I don't really dig it. It looks more like the Hulk and Deadpool put together with a kind of Venom-type face. But like I said, I'm sure it's for somebody. There's tons of Deadpool fans that love anything that he does. But here are the figures in the way. We have the new movie version Venom. Well, it's not new. The movie's been out for a bit. But it's the Venom from the movie, so that's great. Phage, who I don't know who that is, also Miles Morales he looks like he's also possessed by a symbiote, but I don't know when that happened. But then again, I don't read Ultimates, except a little bit of Fantastic Four when that first came out. A new Carnage sculpt, which looks nice, but it's got this weird head with like a spiral on its forehead, which I don't know where that's from either, but it does come with a classic Carnage head too. Spider-Ghost, who looks like Spider-Gwen, also possessed by a symbiote, but I don't know. And the one I'm most excited for is a new Morbius. It's been a while since we got a Morbius, and I'm a fan of the Midnight Suns, and I've always wanted to build the Midnight Suns team. I have a few characters from like way back then, and I already have a Morbius, but this is a pretty cool, I like this new take on it. I like how the hair goes flushed back like that, and he's got that weird cape and thing. Like, it says the 90s version, but I don't remember that, and like I was alive in the 90s, and I don't recall seeing that version of Morbius, but he does look cool. And I wish I could get him, and I wish I could build my Midnight Suns team. I'm missing so many figures from that, because of stuff that's been released over the years, and I just don't go out and buy stuff. And, you know, I'm missing Brother Voodoo, I'm missing Moon Knight. There's like 3 Moon Knights that have been out since I stopped buying Marvel Legends. And then some other... Oh, I think Doctor Strange was on that team too. Oh, that would have been nice. Yeah, so that's out right now for pre-orders. Next, we have a Ninja Turtles NECA. For fans of the animated series, they had a Metalhead come out not too long ago, but it was impossible to get. Scalpers are just like scooping them all up, like, I want all of them. And it's just really hard to find. And you know that NECA Ninja Turtles is a Target exclusive, so that's the only place you can find them. But they're trying something new. They're re-releasing the figure, and they're doing this thing called pre-order to be made, or made to be pre-order. It worked out with Toka and Rezar not too long ago. where you they have a window for pre-ordering, and you order it, and then they make it after that. So you're guaranteed the figure, and it's something 2 per guest. I think it's a great thing going forward. It's going to slow down or stop bots and scalpers, which is great. And the pre-order window is open until the 21st. So if you're a fan and you missed out the first time, now's your chance to get another metalhead. Also, Casey Jones from the movie is also being pre-ordered to be made, or made to be pre-ordered, whatever the heck they call it. Next piece of news is the Power Rangers stuff. If you guys are into Power Rangers, Wave 6 has been announced. And in Wave 6, where the heck did the picture go? In Wave 6, we have, there it is. I don't even need to look at it. We have, finally, the last Ranger you need to complete your collection, the Black Ranger. And then also in the set is Goldar, but he was originally a GameStop exclusive, but now they're re-releasing him without the wings, and now he looks like a deeper gold, but I'm not too sure. I mean, maybe it's just art. But the new Black Ranger, the old Black Ranger was a Walgreens exclusive. It had the Dragon Shield. This new one doesn't have the Dragon Shield, and it has new arms. Not new arms, but like old biceps from other Rangers, so it doesn't have those gold clasps on it anymore. And a new head has a Zach with the parted dreads, while the Walgreens one came with the flat top, and the blast effect is different. The same sculpt but different color. The original was a translucent light blue. This one is a crimson red, but I don't like that head sculpt. I do prefer the flat top, but yeah, at least now you can complete your Ranger collection because all the other ones have been released. And last piece of news is the Rita and Lord Zedd 2-pack, which is not news. Everyone knows it's been on pre-order for a while now, but now it's officially out. GameStop has reached out and started calling people, so you can actually walk into a GameStop, and if you're lucky, you can find one. So now it's available. It's $49.99. Comes with Lord Zedd and Rita. It's their 25th wedding anniversary, and it comes with a Lord Zedd that's a straight re-release minus some new deco on his wrists or his hands, and a couple accessories that are replaced, and a new Rita, which is actually made of a few recycled parts, and it's got like a new head and like a fabric dress over an old body. A new staff and little thing that she wears, which is a soft plastic. Anyways, it looks like a really cool set, and right now it's the only way to get a Rita. So if you don't have a Rita, you gotta go and double dip, and most likely you probably already have a Lord Zedd. And that's the time. Oh, okay, I actually managed to tell almost everything I wanted to tell. Say, there's like one thing I missed. Okay, so now I know 4 or 5 things. What was it 1, 2, 3, 4? Yeah, all right, I really dug it. This was fun. I'm down to do it again next week. All right, guys, take it away.
Okay. Oh, wow. Never mind. We're back.
We're back. Yeah. Good.
Wait, so did the sound cut out in the video, or did it cut us out? It was us. My bad.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yeah, we're back.
It was just us. Was the video good?
I think it was. No one said anything.
Because I saw that the video was doubled up. At the end of the video was cut out. My bad. All right. Well, now I know not to do what I did. I thought what I was doing was good. Apparently, it was not. I think I know why, too, thinking about it. Anyways, there's a second video. You want to do the second video?
It's up to you.
All right. Because the second video kind of has to do with stuff that we've talked about on the show previously. And this kind of confirms it.
All right.
You want to jump into that?
Let's do it.
We were talking about one thing and one thing only today, and that's Beast Wars Kingdom. Timer starting now. So originally you guys talked about this a few weeks ago as a possible third season to the Netflix series, but that's pretty much all been proven to be true. Awesome job, T. So obviously there's going to be a toy line that coincides with that. Transformers Kingdom is the third part in the Transformers War for Cybertron series, and they are returning to prehistoric Earth and bringing back Beast Wars characters, which is great. So let me just go over classes real quick. And that's important because someone by the name of JTPrime17 on the Cybertron website was able to dig through Walmart listings, and again, these are just rumors, take it with a grain of salt, and has found basically every EAN number or UPC number for each of the characters that are coming out in the waves, so we're just going to go over the Beast Wars one. Those are the only ones I'm interested in. So they're all split into categories. So originally the Beast Wars were split into classes by size and price point. The original Transformers didn't do that. They just had prices and sizes all over the place. But Beast Wars actually, kind of unified the whole line and made it a lot easier for consumers. So we have our basics, which were $5 back then, deluxes, which are $10, omegas that were $15, and ultras that were $20. $20 for this big guy. Can you believe that? It's amazing. But then that evolved over time. Basics became smaller and became Scouts, and they got bumped up to $10. Deluxes stayed pretty much the same size. They shrank a little bit, depending on the figure that you purchased. And Deluxes jumped, doubled to 20. Ultras became Voyagers and stayed relatively the same as well. They went from 15 to about 30, currently 35. And then lastly, we have Megas that became Leader classes, which actually went up in size for a little while, but now have started to shrink down. So this is a Leader 2 years ago. This is a Leader recently. Look, it's the same size as a freaking Voyager. And Leaders are the most expensive ones. They went from 20 to about 45, currently $50. Absolutely gross. So that's important. So now that we have the sizes established, let me tell you what's coming out. So we have Rat Trap in the core size, which is funny because the original Rat Trap was a basic figure. Then we have in the deluxe category, we have Air Razor, which we need a new one anyway, so it's fantastic, who was originally a basic in the original Beast Wars line. A new Black Arachnia, which we desperately need a new one of because the original was just a Tyrantus repaint, so it was like nice and chunky and weird looking. A new Cheetor, which we don't have enough of. Shadow Panther, which was originally an all-black with silver accent repaint of Cheetor, which I thought was pretty cool. I wasn't able to get the original. It was exclusive to some specific store that I don't remember which one. I think maybe Japan, actually. We also have a new Waspinator, which I don't really think we need because we just got a brand new one recently, like maybe 3 years ago in Generations, which I think was absolutely perfect. You can't really get it any better than that. So let's see what they do with this new one. Maybe they'll just repackage the old one. A new Scorponok, which I'm excited for because I need a new Scorponok in my collection. The original one was a Voyager sized, but this is going to be a deluxe sized one. And then we also have, I think that's it for the deluxes. So they're moving on to the Voyager scale, which will be about $30, $35. We have Optimus Primal. We have Tigertron, which makes sense. Tigertron is a tiger. He was a bigger cat compared to Cheetor in the cartoon. Whereas in the original toy line, he was just a repaint of the deluxe Cheetor that came out, which I thought, I have it, I bought it, but, it was weird. It was just like this chubby cat, they just kept repainting it over and over into different cat colors. It makes more sense for it to be a larger scale and have its own mold, because tigers are very different from cheetahs. We also have Rhinox, which, again, we just had a Rhinox not too long ago, and I think this one's absolutely perfect, and you can't really... I don't know. I want to see what they can do to build upon the idea and maybe do it better. Dinobot is also another. Is it going to be another one in this scale class? And if you remember, the original Dinobot was a deluxe size one. And then they did do another one in Generations that was also deluxe. But if you remember in the cartoon, he was actually taller than Rhinox. So that, I think, is great for scaling. And I hope they do it right. And then we have, that's it for Voyagers. And lastly, in Leader class, we have Beast Wars Megatron, so the big T-Rex, which I hope will be this size, because it's a T-Rex. I'd be really mad if they made the T-Rex this size. That would be dumb. And there's already screenshots of the core class Rat Trap that are out, thanks to a YouTube reviewer called Tauntaun Reviews. We do have images of that new Rat Trap, and I think it looks great. I hate the rat feet. I do think the deluxe one is better, but I think for the size that it is, it looks great. One thing that I noticed, besides the ugly feet, were the shoulders. The Transformers these days, in the last few years, have been using pins in their figures. They don't really use ball joints anymore. But this new Rat Trap is almost all exclusively ball joints, just like the original Beast Wars toys. I don't know if that was like a decision they made on purpose, like, hey, let's make it really nostalgic and just use all ball joints like we used to. So I thought that was very interesting. And one other thing to note is, this is one of the few Scout class, core class figures that actually comes with a weapon. Most Scouts, like this one, doesn't come with a weapon, which is lame, you know? All the basics from Beast Wars all came with a gun, but these cheap asses shrink the figures and don't give us any accessories, punks. But this one does come with a gun. And the last thing to note is this, the transformation is pretty interesting. I've never seen it done like this before, where the pegs for the shoulders aren't actually connected to the torso. They're connected to the back of the figure. So it's kind of disconnected. There's like some gappage, if you look carefully, between the torso and the shoulder, because it's not actually connected to the body. I mean, it's a cool looking figure. I can't wait. To think that same figure would have been $5 back in the 90s, and now it is about probably 10, maybe 11 bucks, which super sucks. But hey, I'm still all in for this Beast Wars. And that is the toy roundup. That was a lot of information, I know, but hopefully you are excited as I am for the Beast Wars Kingdom line. All right, guys, take it away.
Why is that cut out so quick?
That was weird.
That's weird.
But he hopes you're excited for Beast Wars Kingdom.
Yeah, and he says, bring it. He's like, back to you guys at the end. Well, that got cut out. But yeah, thanks, Wags, for all that. That's just pretty dope. Any questions that we should ask?
No, that was a really good segment. I hope we keep getting it every week. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. All right.
I wanted to respond with my segment.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, with your segment. Go ahead.
Sick. And do we have to take DC off of there? I guess we'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see in 2 years.
Yeah.
Let's wait. Okay. So, you know, on this week's segment of Dick Moves, man, you ready for this, AJ?
Wait, before we get to that, we got flagged for this too, actually, last time we did it. Yeah.
For Sum 41, yeah. A Canadian band?
Yeah.
A Canadian punk rock band?
Speaking of Dick Moves, YouTube. Yeah, we got flagged for this track too.
That means I gotta write a song. Fuck.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too.
All right.
All the tracks we use, I can't even use them. It just feels like so empty now.
I'll be back. I'm gonna spend the next week in this room with the keyboard until the next podcast. I'm gonna write the song for Dick Moves.
Anyways, so what's going on now?
I almost don't remember. No, I'm just joking. Dick Moves. Are you ready for this, man?
All right.
CW. You know, I fucking hate the CW, you know? They make cool shit here and there, but overall they suck. Right? So CW wants to make, you ready? A live-action Powerpuff Girls show.
What?
That's real.
Oh.
And they're already developing it, supposedly. All right. Are you ready for the premise?
Okay. All right.
Are you sure you're ready for the premise?
I'm trying to think about it in my head. Like, how would I think this could work? And I'm slowly coming up with something in my head.
I'm going to tell you why it's a dick move after I tell you what the story is. All right. So, 10 years later after the Powerpuff Girls, the Powerpuff Girls are all disillusioned with having to save the world, and they all live their own separate lives.
Disillusioned?
Yeah, they're bitter that their childhood was wasted on saving the world and doing that stuff, right?
Okay.
And so they're all living their separate lives as 20-year-old women.
Wow.
And then monsters start coming back to destroy the world, and they have to start teaming up again and get back together and create the Powerpuff Girls, and they basically have to like get over their issues they had from back in the day with
their
each
drug
other.
Problems and knows what else,
bro. It better not be, man. I'm gonna be so mad. So yeah, it will follow Bubbles, Blossom, and Buttercup in their everyday lives as they return to being Powerpuff Girls.
I don't know.
You don't like it, right?
Not really.
I don't like it.
I was hoping that like they show us the remake of the Powerpuff Girls and are actual legit little girls that have powers and it's like some type of superhero little girl stuff.
If they were the CW,
that would have been kind of
CW
cool.
Wouldn't do that. That's why even before I read the article, I was already worried. I'm like, CW wouldn't do that. Netflix would do what you're talking about.
Okay.
CW would never do what you're talking about. They want teenagers or young 20-year-olds
yeah.
with drama and relationship problems. And that's what they want, bro. And so, yeah, apparently that's what the direction they're going to go with it. Who knows if the show will get greenlit, but they're developing it.
Is this a CBS?
No, CW.
CW.
Riverdale, Flash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, what connection do they have to Cartoon Network?
Because it doesn't matter. Once you buy a show, it's yours. You know, if you...
So, like, they brought the rights to Powerpuff Girls to do something
to make
with
a
it?
They bought the rights to make a live-action Powerpuff Girls show, so they don't have to really, like, do any Cartoon Network shit or have any Cartoon Network connection.
Okay.
Yeah, but they just decided they're doing that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I fucking hate it, personally.
However, though, I have seen some cool, like, cosplay in the past of people who, like, dress up as, like, Powerpuff Girls, but, like, they look like an older version. Oh, my bad, you have something?
Yeah, speaking of that...
Oh, did you have something like that? Oh, okay. This is not exactly what I was thinking. I seem better because this does not even look like.
No, it came up.
Is this legit?
No.
I was gonna say.
No,
like, but this is not actually.
But you know, I saw this picture and I was like, I feel like that's some shit CW would do. I'm like, I would not be surprised if that's what CW fucking did with them.
I think these are Riverdale girls.
Yeah, okay, and they do, CW does Riverdale.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I would not be fucking surprised if they did something. That's why I picked this picture, because I'm like, this is probably not too far off from what it's going to be, you know? One of them's going to have a drug problem, one of them's going to have relationship problems, the other one's going to have control issues. And I already know, that's what it's going to be about. This is what it's going to be about.
Oh, man.
And, like, they're going to all come back together. And so the reason I put this in Dick Moves is for sure they're making this because Umbrella Academy is blowing up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like,
when you
said live action, I thought, you know, this could be something like Umbrella Academy. Yeah,
that's where they're going. And dude, that's why I put in Dick Moves for sure. Umbrella Academy season 2 has been, it's trending, it's popular right now, and CW wants more new shows, and they're like, this is trending. What random thing can we draw to this thing to make it like this so we can make some money real quick?
I could imagine it being similar to all the DC stuff they got going on too, like in that same vein, that same type of...
Batwoman.
I've not even seen that.
You don't have to. I didn't see it either.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so we don't know that it's going to for sure come out, but you keep your eyes open for this, guys. Hopefully it doesn't suck. The only thing I'm hyped about is seeing an up-aged Mojo Jojo. Scary as fuck.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's the only thing. That's the only thing I'm excited about is seeing him come out with a big ass brain and a big ass mean gorilla, and he owns a whole city now, and he's still talking about, "You cannot stop me, Mojo Jojo." Like, I still want him to say it, you know? Like, that's the only thing like that makes me excited about this show. Like, it's thinking about that, you know.
I want to see what they do with him.
Ooh, they probably couldn't do it.
They got some trippy episodes with him,
bro. He's a lobster devil wearing a tutu.
You have to think about that.
Like, I was like, how am I going to put this, bro? He's a lobster devil wearing a tutu.
But he's done some weird, like, universe, like, we're in a different dimension type of shit before.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, that would be a cool episode to see, like, in live action.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
That's but about all.
I feel like that would be better off than what you were talking about. Like, a Netflix show that's imagining the Powerpuff Girls with three little girls, you know?
Hmm.
If they did that, like, that would be cool, I feel like. But with this Riverdale thing, with them grown up, I don't know, man. I don't know. But you know what's cool? I could imagine if him does have a moment like that, he might take them back to their Powerpuff Girl days, and we might actually get to see them as Powerpuff Girls back in the day.
That'd be cool to see,
you know what actually. You know what I mean?
Like, I want to see Fuzzy Lumpkins, too, actually.
He's my favorite villain, Fuzzy Lumpkins. He's just a fucking, he's just a redneck dude, like, yes. An angry redneck.
This fuzzy hillbilly. All the Amoeba Boys. I seen something.
The Rowdy Rough Boys, you mean?
Oh, Rowdy Rough Boys would be cool too. Actually,
wait, who are you talking about?
What did I say?
Amoeba Boys.
Yeah, right? The Amoeba Boys.
Wait, you mean the Gangren Gang?
No, the Amoeba Boys.
Who's the Amoeba Boys?
They're like just like cells. They're like this glob with a hat.
Oh, yeah! They look like gang members, but they're fucking... Yeah. I forgot about the Amoeba Boys! Damn, you just blew my mind. Totally forgot about them.
Damn. There's some cool characters that I like to see, but then again, I'm kind of scared for this whole thing, though, at the same time.
Yeah, because even if they do... See, my problem with this will be the same problem I have with Gotham and other shows like that. You may have cool ass moments that I have to respect, but your whole show is whack. So I'm like, I don't care, you know?
Yeah. Well, also what I'm afraid of too is something like with, what was that show called? Roswell? No, Smallville. Where I never knew that was a fucking Superman fucking show. So I feel like they may show us elements of Powerpuff Girls and enemies and stuff like that, but never fully show us. And we just have some weird, you know, more toned down concept of this enemy rather than, you know, their full, you know, flamboyantness or
Wait, how
whatever.
Much Smallville did you see?
None. So I never knew it was fucking cool. Superman.
I thought you watched some and didn't know it was Superman. I was like, what?
No, but I remember watching a little bit of it one time and I saw him like running super fast. I was like, what the fuck? Why is he running fast?
You're all
confused. Yeah. And then someone's like, this is Superman. I was like, what? But
that's fucking funny.
Ace of the Gangrene Gang is Murdoch's cousin. What?
I don't know what that means.
All right. Anyways,
moving on.
Moving
on. Your turn.
Oh, my turn. Oh, shit. So, another news. We got Ninjala. Remember that Ninjala game we checked out?
Yeah, we tried to play it.
Apparently, there's going to be a cross with Sonic soon in an update. And Season 2 for this game is also starting up, like, either today or tomorrow. So, and they're getting already some new weapons and some upgraded stuff and all that. But Sonic the Hedgehog is going to be, supposedly a guest character in the game pretty soon. We may even get some cool costumes or stuff like that. So that's kind of interesting that Sonic is going to Ninjala. Which,
I wouldn't have thought that. No. Very weird.
That is kind of strange. Dude, an Espio would be dope if he was like a character, because I think he would fit into that
Espio's
game.
The bee.
No, he's the chameleon, the purple dude.
Oh, the chameleon.
The ninja.
You know, I think that's who I was talking about last week. I thought it was the bug, but I think it was Espio I was thinking. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, but that's the thing that's going to be happening pretty soon, that was just announced the other day by the developers themselves.
Okay. All right. Damn it, Sonic crossover. What do you think about that? Where do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. I'm interested too. Like, I played the game already. There is a YouTube channel that plays a lot of it, and he was like talking about the update coming out. And he was mentioning all this technical stuff, like, oh, this is new weapon, supposed to be like some type of surfboard coming out. And he's like, and is this new special ability? But he's like, I'm not sure how it's going to work with this and this and that. And I was like, holy shit, he's getting into some deep shit that I don't even know about. So apparently that game has some deepness into it. So Sonic fitting into that, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But like I said, if they do like an Espio note, I can make sense of that more than anything. I'm pretty sure I've seen Espio chew bubblegum before, so...
You know, yeah, I think so. I think that's one of his things.
A little pink bubble.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that too. So maybe they'll do that. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. In other news, what is this guy? Andy.
Fucking Wag's trying to buy some Transformers from Cuckoos here.
I saw that earlier. Other news. Andy and Ryan Tohill. These are two early directors. They did a movie called The Dig, Eyeline, and Insulin. They were like okay movies. They just had a little splash on shit. But they've been working on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, which it's weird. Because you've heard of that movie, right? Like old school horror movie?
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's weird because there's been a lot of remakes and like, you know, redos of that shit and like false sequels and shit. But these guys were tasked with the difficult duty of making the sequel to the original.
Duty.
Ha 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 ha. Of making a sequel to the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Meaning all other movies previous don't count.
Wow, okay.
So that's a fucking hard job, actually. Because they got to do better than everything else that came before, right? So they just got kicked off of that project. They're kind of beginner people, and I guess the production wasn't going right, or the filming wasn't going how the studio wanted it to go. They didn't think it was scary enough. So they got fired, and now a guy named David Blue Garcia, who made a really popular movie in 2018 called Tejano, he's taking over the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, the sequel to the old school one. I like this movie and this whole genre thing, but I don't feel like sequels off of the originals is the best idea every time, because it's so hard. How do you feel about that? There's only a couple things, AJ, but... How do you feel about when people actually make a sequel to the original after there's already been like reboots and shit going on? You know,
is there something that I've probably seen that has happened?
I feel like there has. I'm trying to think of it off the top.
It's a prequel though. But Wizard of Oz had.
Yeah,
Oz.
That's a great example. Yeah,
that was pretty good. You know what was jarring about that movie though was that the CGI and everything was so good compared to Wizard of Oz, which was no
kind
CGI.
Separates you from it a little bit. You're like, I don't really see how.
So I can see that being a thing possibly, but this is more grounded in real life stuff, right? So maybe it won't be so far off. Well, what else has?
You know, off the top of my head, there was something I just thought of.
Original that a sequel like years later.
It wasn't like that.
Star Wars.
Oh, I had thought of something that you've seen, dude. There was something that you've seen.
Star Wars, right?
No. Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. Oh, that was a sequel.
Yeah.
But it was from a cartoon, too, though, which fucking was even weird, too.
Exactly.
So,
that's what I'm talking about. How do you feel about that happening with this? You know, like,
is this going to be a live production like the original?
Yeah, this one will be live action.
So I don't know yet until I see it. But then again, I've never seen the original either, so I really don't know.
Okay.
I have no comment, really. I'm not that interested in this. Maybe I'll see it. Most likely not.
I have something that'll make you interested. Have you ever seen the Jessica Biel version of Chet?
No, I have not.
That's the best Texas Chainsaw Massacre one.
Okay.
There's been like 5 reboots, which is sad.
Yeah, I've heard of it a lot. So
yeah, there's like 5 reboots.
And that's the other reason why I'm like,
you don't want to fuck with it?
Yeah.
I don't. All right. If you say that, I get you, bro. Too many reboots. Like, I don't even know which one to watch. Like, yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I was like, is it going to retell the same story in a way? So I was like, is it even worth it? You know?
I've already seen it. The whole thing about Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 is it's based on a true story. And even that, bro, it is. But, like, they pulled it from, like, 3 different fucked up stories to make 1 fucked up story.
Right.
So it's not really a true story. Like, a motherfucker...
Based on true stories.
Yeah. Based on true events.
Like, true events, there you know, go. Like, yeah.
It's like, this is not what happened. A guy with a chainsaw didn't wear someone's face and just murder a gang of people. It wasn't quite like that. There was a guy who wore someone's face. Mm. You know? There was a guy with a chainsaw. And there was a guy that murdered a bunch of people. They weren't the same motherfucker, though.
I think there's a lot of guys with a chainsaw, though.
Fair enough. All right, AJ.
All right. I got a couple more things. Yeah, a couple more things, or
I got 2 things left.
Okay. So the Nintendo Switch is back into the rumors about there being a new Switch coming out soon. This is still a rumor as of right now, but it's coming from Bloomberg, which is a little bit more of a reliable source when it comes to rumors. And they're saying over there that the next Switch, that the Nintendo is looking into doing 4K, which I don't think we've said yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
And it could be coming out in 2021, probably late 2021, if anything.
Okay.
So that sounds interesting, a 4K Switch. No words on exactly how they're going to do that. I know one thing that everyone's been asking for, like that I would like as well, is having the stupid dock have something in it that makes it a better system when on TV, and then we pull it out, it's just back to normal, like 720p, you know, that'll be fine. But just have the dock have it, you know, give it enhance the more power it. Yeah, to enhance it and all that.
I like that idea. That's
so that'll be cool. Hopefully they're gonna do something like that, because that would also save them on, you know, battery life on the handheld version of it too.
Yeah.
I think they also said something like there could also be a new wave of games that will support this 4K-ness of the new system.
No, I hate it when they do that, bro. Ugh.
One of these being the next Metroid Prime.
That's cool. That's cool, but I just hate it when they fucking add some shit to the system and then make a new wave of games that can fit that shit. Because it's like...
Oh, like the 3DS did that too, right?
Dude, even back to the fucking N64 with the little red thing.
Oh, the enhancement chip.
Pack.
Yeah.
I'm like...
The power pack or something pack?
Enhancement pack.
Enhancement pack was it called? Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like, stop doing that shit. Like, that's annoying as fuck, dude. Like,
well, you know, it's a Nintendo thing, so...
it really is. Like, I'm even remembering it in my head as a Nintendo thing.
Cuckoo's expecting another version of Skyrim. Yeah, why not? But yeah, that could be a thing coming next year. Again, this has been a rumor that's been going on since the Switch first came out, so let's see if it actually falls through this time.
All right. Other quick piece of news. Super Nintendo World. I'm sure you guys have been, I don't know if you guys remember, but we've been following this on the podcast about the development of the Japanese Super Nintendo World and how it's starting to look more like a Mushroom Kingdom and shit. Like, yeah. You know, we started showing that, right?
It's supposed to open up already, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it opened up right before the pandemic or if they're waiting to open it up after.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait.
Maybe that's what it was. But, interesting point, there has now been found to be set designs for Mario at Universal Studios Hollywood.
What do you mean, set designs?
Okay, in other words, they're building Nintendo World.
At Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, there's already... which is funny, because, you know, the other one's based off of... It looks like it's based off of Super Mario Brothers, like Nintendo. It looked like old school Nintendo style.
Yeah.
With a little bit of N64 shit mixed in.
Okay.
This one has a background of Super Mario World.
Oh, shit.
So they might totally change the theme, which would be fucking sick. Because then you have a reason to go see the one in the other country.
Yeah.
You know, like, that one's Nintendo Mario Brothers and this one's Mario World. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's sick. Like, when I heard that idea, And I can show you. I didn't bring a picture for it, but look. Those are the hills from fucking that shit. Like,
it looks like the Windows XP background.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually. But see how there's a space for bricks, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
Yeah. So there's not much. It's just little set designs, but we knew it was going to happen, but I don't know about you. I thought it wasn't going to happen until, like, 3 or 4 years after the Japanese one was out, man, and people got to review it and shit.
What I'm worried about is, like, where are they going to fit that? Because every time I see Universal Studios, it's so small, and then we look at the geography of it, it's like, how do you get all that shit on that hill?
Oh, you know what they're going to do? They're going to tear down some other shit you like.
Yeah, because that's what they do. For the Harry Potter shit, they tore down that, the Gibson Theater or some shit like
that?
Yep,
and I love the Gibson Theater. Dude, for, to make, I don't remember which one. Either to have, like, some Wild Wild West show or to have Beetlejuice, they tore down Marvel Mania.
Oh.
I fucking loved Marvel Mania. If anyone doesn't know, it was a restaurant.
Oh, shit, really?
A Marvel-themed restaurant in the 90s. Cool. And all they would do, like, all the food was based off Marvel shit. When you walked in, Iron Man's armor was right there.
That's sick.
In a fucking tube. I'm going to show you the pictures later. It was the best fucking thing. Me, my mom, and my brother would go there once a week.
Maybe Disney will remake that.
Dude, I've been waiting for it. Ever since Disney bought Marvel and, like, Avengers 2 came... Or not Avengers 2. What was it? What was the first one? Civil War. When Civil War came out, Disney bought fucking Marvel and shit... I was waiting for an announcement about Marvel Mania, and no one fucking said anything. There's maybe nothing so far. Like,
under a different name or something.
Whatever. There's no Marvel restaurants. I've been waiting. I've been looking. I've been waiting. I loved Marvel Mania. I've been waiting. Like, they had, like, Iron Man's suit in one tank, and the next tank they had, like, Thor's hammer. Mm. And a tank they had, like, Spider-Man's mask as if someone found it or something, you know?
That's cool.
It was the coolest shit. And then they would show the animated cartoons from all the Marvel shit while you're eating there. And
that's
the,
tight.
And the, like, you know, the you know, popcorn shrimp would be like the thing shrimp, you know, with the orange sauce on it and shit. You know, like, it was cool. It was the baddest shit ever. And then they ripped it out to put Waterworld or some other thing in there. You know, I was like, oh, so sad.
That's crazy.
So sad. Hopefully they make another one day.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm excited for this. Nintendo World Hollywood is what they're referring to it as.
So probably like in 2 years from now, it'll be done maybe?
Yeah, probably 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably 2023.
That's cool. At least we're getting one.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're building it. I mean, I knew they were going to do it, but I thought it was going to be like way down the line. I thought I was going to be taking my kids to this one. You know? So, yeah. But anyway, AJ?
All right. Fall Guys is a new game that just came out like a couple of weeks ago. And it's apparently like it's been blowing up the last couple of weeks. People have been streaming this game. It's a crazy game. It's like a Mario Party game in a way, where you're just a bunch of fucking characters on a screen and you got to race somewhere. I think is kind of the concept of it.
I think I've heard about this.
And
actually,
then just people, it's like a fucking random game. Like people like, and they have you like choose a door when one door is fake and one door is real. So everyone goes like the wrong door and all dies, and everyone else can go to the right one. So it's a battle royale game, Japanese game show like apparently.
Oh, okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah. So apparently the game, Oh, yeah. Apparently the game has players run, hop, and dive through a series of obstacle courses to become the last bean standing. This was launched on August 4th, the beginning of the year, on Steam and PS4. And the PS4 version was immediately made available on PlayStation Plus for members for free. And it is now currently the most downloaded game on PS Plus in history. The most downloaded game in history within a couple of weeks, which is crazy. So the game has like that much hype to it. I've been hearing a lot about it too. I haven't played it yet. I've seen a little bit of gameplay, not too much yet. But yeah, that's a thing. So something that we should check out. And since you have a PS4 now, and if you're gonna cite it for online, you'll get part of that PS Dude. Plus shit, so you can download it on
that's
there for
a good
free.
Point. We should fucking take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Real quick, I have two more pieces of news.
All right.
The Witcher. There is a brand new mobile game coming. Very much akin to Pokemon Go. It's going to be handled by CD Projekt. And it's...
CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, you already know about them?
Yeah,
okay.
They're the ones behind the game.
Yeah, so they're going to be working on this too. And basically, it's going to be called The Witcher, The Monster Slayer. And you're going to be able to walk around, do random shit, and, like, you know, pull up your phone and see the scary-ass, creepy-ass fucking monster. The first one they've shown already looks real graphic. It's like a fucking skeleton, fucking antler thing. Like it's gonna fuck your shit up. And you know, you just bring that shit up and you just see it. Oh, hey, by the way, move to the left a little bit. That thing's gonna kill you in a minute, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea that there's more Pokemon Go like things out there, like all these different windows to the world. That's kind of funny to me. But
Speaking of Pokemon Go.
Yeah, anyone's a fan of The Witcher or like Monster Hunter shit like that, like you might want to check this app out. It might be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Any, is it already out or anywhere do we know something about?
Oh, good question. I can't believe I did.
Because I know when Harry Potter announced their thing like that, it took a while for it to come out. It just barely came out like...
Ooh, no release date. So AJ's right. Yeah, yeah, it could be a while. Could be a while. Yeah, all I know is it's going to be a free-to-play augmented reality just like Pokemon Go. RPG for iOS.
Whoa. Okay. So, one of the news that I just, it's almost breaking, but not quite, but it did happen today, and I did see this in a post and a tweet today, and I was looking for news for it, but I didn't find any. I just looked it up right now, but Pokemon Go announced that it'll introduce Mega Stones, Mega Evolution, through various news outlets earlier today, and it's coming out tomorrow.
That was a piece of news I scrapped. I forgot about that.
Oh, really?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was going to include it, but I couldn't find the actual, any news sources on it, other than the post I saw.
Yeah.
But actually, I did look that up right now, and Sarah B. had it. Which is crazy.
Mega Evolution's breaking in. Okay.
Yeah, into Pokemon Go now. Specifically Venusaur, Charizard, Blastoise, and Beedrill. That's it. I want to fucking do Mawile. Come on, bitches. you need to collect Mega Energy for each Pokemon. This is done by defeating Mega Raids. And the faster you complete Mega Raid battles, the more energy you will receive. So I wonder how that's going to work. So no item necessary. It looks like you just collect this energy. Interesting. So yeah, Mega Evolution finally coming to Pokemon Go. I guess not finally. Like I wasn't expecting it to happen this quick, but looks like that's the thing that's going to be starting up pretty soon. Pokemon, I played a little Pokemon Go last couple of weeks, and I was like, I opened it up one day, and I'm just like looking there, like the Pokemon around, catching some of the things, right? And all of a sudden, I see this big like shadow like pass over me. I'm like, what the fuck is this big shadow passing over me? Like, what the fuck's even in the sky? So I zoomed out. There's a fucking Rocket air balloon flying overhead.
Like Team Rocket?
Yeah, Team Rocket. But it's just, it's not like Jesse James. It's like the actual Rockets that are more mean. They're wearing all the black suits and all that. It's them.
The real Team Rocket, the OG ones. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like actual Team Rocket. And yeah, you click the balloon and you get into a battle with them. You get to fight Team Rocket, and they'll have like two or three Pokemon, and you beat them. And then one of those Pokemon gets left behind, and it's one of those possessed Pokemon. I forgot what they call them. And then you get to catch them if you want, but you only get like so many Pokeballs to do it. I saw Danny the other day, and I was playing Pokemon Go. He's right there. He hasn't been playing, but like, dude, have you checked this out? The balloon. He's like, oh shit, let me see it. And he actually started playing it, and he ended up fucking losing the Pokemon. He like threw the Pokeball all weird or some shit and didn't catch it. It's like fucking Danny, but. He's like, it was just a Nidoran. I was like, all right, fine.
Man.
but yeah, so that's the thing that's going on in Pokemon Go that I checked out recently. Yeah, but now Mega Evolution's coming through pretty soon, and hopefully I'll be able to do a Mega Mawile.
Okay.
That's kind of one of my favorite Megas.
All right. Oops. There's this weird robotic eye. Have you seen this shit?
No.
Bro, this Japanese robotics developer built this.
This looks fucking scary.
Bro, it's this weird-ass, super interactive robot. Yeah, dude, it does. And it moves its eye around and looks around. Supposedly the skin texture even feels textural. It's really fucking creepy. And you're like, why did you make this? Like, what is the point of this? And you know you can play with it and push buttons and make it look around and do shit, right? I don't get it. I'm like, why did we do
I can see this being super useful in movies.
In a movie, yeah. I see that makes kind of sense to me, like for shit, but like.
Or if you want to freak someone out and you have one of those paintings of some random old person and you cut out the eyes and you put a couple of bees behind it.
Oh, it could lead for some cool art, actually, now that you mention it. That's pretty cool. But yeah.
Or for some haunted house.
Oh, Halloween is coming.
Is it? Is it really, though?
This is made by a DJ artist. His name is DJ Do with a bunch of O's. And yeah, this guy just developed this shit. It cost $5,000 for one.
But, that's not bad.
Yeah, I guess. but you know what's even weirder about it? If you rub it, it'll go to sleep. It'll slowly close its eyes. And if you stab it or put pressure on it, its eye will fucking bloodshot open, like,
what the fuck?
I'm like, this is fucking creepy, bro. I don't like it. This is so random. I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah, it's a Japanese roboticist.
Yeah, Taichi said Japan is yet closer to making actual robot people.
I don't like that. And I saw The Matrix. I know how this is going to go. I don't want to fight Agent Smith every day.
Can you change the, like, the eye shape and all that to make it look, you know, like different, like, you know, races and stuff like that?
I'm sure you can buy different race skins.
Maybe a different eyebrows to go with it too.
Yeah, right? Oh my god.
Because that one looks kind of like, this looks like an old white man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not what everybody wants.
No.
Right?
I don't want an old white man staring at me.
Get enough of that every day. All right, AJ, you got one more thing before I tell my last piece of news?
I got one more quick one. It's kind of an update to last week's big story that happened with Epic Games and Apple and all that. That whole thing going on, that whole fiasco. So I mentioned last week, too, that Epic was kind of worried, or people were getting worried that Apple was going to stop the Unreal Engine from being a thing that could be updated, you know, because Epic owns Unreal Engine and
all that. That's right.
So Cuckoo says, iRobot.
Stop it, Cuckoos. 1.4. I get you. I see you there. I see you, man.
I see you.
I see ya.
Yeah. Oh man. Anyway, so since Epic was feared or kind of scared about this Unreal thing going down, because Apple's like, you're fucking up with this, so this leads to this thing, you know, being denied as well, they kind of filed for some type of restraining order from Apple, saying that Apple cannot do, you know, this, take off the Unreal shit or give them like no access to it and all that to update.
Shit.
And a judge approved, saying, okay, yeah, Apple can't do shit with their Unreal Engine shit until this whole thing is concluded, and then we'll decide the fate of that. But until then,
no Unreal Engine.
Unreal is safe, so Apple can't take it off the store. Or so Epic has rights to still control it and do what they got to do with that.
That'll make Apple fucking hurry up the fucking process rather than take, because you know big businesses love to make the court cases take longer.
Yeah.
Because they can afford it and you can't. Yeah. You know? So that's cool that, like,
well, I mean, Epic has money too, and not as much as Apple.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Apple wanted to hold out for 30 years,
they,
like,
probably could. Yeah.
Yeah, they could. But, like, that's dope that they, like, can still have access to their own shit during that time. That's cool.
So they can still fuck with that and all that. Also, this judge that, like, did this whole hearing, she's pretty dope. Her name's Yvonne Gonzalez Rogers, and she knows what's going on. And she knew that, Epic Game did that whole bait and switch type of thing where they put out the game and purposely, you know, put their store, like, money system on there so they can get taken down. Like, she knew that was their plan and had that lawsuit ready and all that. So she knew that's what's going on.
Why does she know that?
Because she's just in the know. Is good. That's what you need from a judge, though, right?
That's right, yeah. It's good that they know. Yeah. Even if you're not into games, you should know how it works and what they're doing.
And she knows, like, Fortnite's a big game and stuff like that, and she knows, like, these other third-party developers that use Unreal Engine that could be affected by all of this. So the fact that she's dealing with this sounds pretty dope, as opposed to, you know, past judges knowing exactly what this tech shit is and what's going
jackasses
on.
Jackasses get away with shit because they don't care or they don't know.
Yeah, and then they just spin shit in a way that makes the judge think, oh, okay, I understand what's going on, and really they probably don't. So that's pretty cool that this person, that we have a judge like that, that understands some of this shit too. Okay. So, however, again, though, this has nothing to do with us people, us consumers. This is all just big company battles.
It's still good to know.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's kind of what's going on with that. And yeah, that's all I got to say. All
right. My last piece of news too, is going to be about, Batman, The Long Halloween. So I don't know if you guys remember earlier in the podcast, I want to say maybe like 3 months ago when the quarantine started, I was reading this comic, The Long Halloween. Actually, no, I think I read last Halloween. I think almost a year ago. But anyway, you know, this is one of the most epic, like, detective Batman stories there is. I was even saying a few podcasts ago, maybe like 10 podcasts ago, that I think that the Batman movie is going to be roughly based on this. With a villain called Calendar Man, who likes to kill people on holidays.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That is dope.
Yeah, he only kills you on holidays, and the whole thing is a detective story of Batman trying to figure it out. And, you know, throughout him trying to figure it out, fucking people get involved. Mobsters like Falcone, fucking thieves like Catwoman, crazy-ass motherfuckers like Joker. They get involved and get in Batman's way, and he has to deal with them while trying to solve this fucking case.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. Mm-hmm. This is finally going to be animated into a cartoon movie.
Nice.
It's going to be a two-part movie.
I agree with these.
Right? I know, but you never watch them, though. You
true.
Watch them.
But the few that I've watched have been dope.
That's true. But yeah, it's going to be much like The Dark Knight Returns, the one where he's an old man, where it's going to be a two-part movie. Two movies to tell the story. So most likely the first one's going to be left in a mean-ass cliffhanger, so keep that in mind and don't be surprised. But yeah, they are adapting it. The first part might come out this year, but you know, depending on the whole COVID shit going on right now, maybe not.
It looks animated, so...
Yeah, there's a chance it could come. Yeah, yeah, there's a good chance it could come out this year.
A bit quicker, yeah.
But yeah, Batman.
Well, maybe not this year. It's kind of late.
Maybe late this year, or maybe the end of this year, or beginning of next year. Yeah. We're not sure. There's no release date, but they're okay. It is in development, and these things do tend to come out quick once they start talking about them. But yeah, so Batman: The Long Halloween, one of my favorite comics as far as like detective shit goes. And it covers a lot of the Batman universe, like a lot of villains, a lot of stories. Like it's pretty worth it. So hopefully this animated movie is good. And yeah, we'll hear some more. I'll keep you guys updated as I hear about it.
That sounds cool. Nice.
All right, AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocus week, with that being the end of the news?
Maybe start a little bit of this NES Lego set. So maybe do like the cartridge or something, or the controller, something easy. I know the TV, the whole TV set is going to be the hardest thing to work on. So I'll say that.
It looks hard. The TV set looks hard.
Yeah, and like I said, it has a fucking scrolling thing going on there. So there's some mechanical shit going on inside too that I heard. So I'm kind of afraid of all that. I also heard it's like really redundant too to make these panels that scroll by. So I'll probably hold off on that for a while, but maybe do the smaller parts first. So maybe I'll start that. We'll see. I want to go pick up some new comics. I want to go get the next Usagi Yojimbo stuff. Let's play some Skullgirls. Maybe do some more Shangwa training.
Oh, and yeah. If you want some soul training tonight, let me know, bro. Yeah. I want to play some.
Maybe we will, yeah. And then also start loading this into my server, .hacksign.
Nice.
Also, I saw Corporal Fly in here earlier. He was asking about the High Score, the documentary. And yes, I have seen it. We talked about it in the beginning of the show. He kind of came in like just a couple minutes ago. But it's dope. Recommend it if you guys haven't seen it yet on Netflix. And then also, I'm thinking of watching, I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago too. What's that volleyball anime called? Haikyuu. Haikyuu?
Yeah, Haikyuu's good.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of watching that because it keeps coming up somehow. I keep hearing about it. And a YouTuber that I watch, his daughter is a big fan of it. And so I was like, okay, this is a sign. I just got to go see this shit, see what it's about right now. So I'm kind of in the know. And it keeps popping up on Netflix for me too. So I was like, fuck it.
They keep trying to sell it to me too. Yeah. I know. I've been noticing it. Like, they know what I like.
So maybe I'll start watching that as I start loading in .hack and finish off Kenshin, loading all that in here too.
Okay. All right. As for me, definitely more soul. I want to get a little more practice in. Otherwise, I'm going to load up this PS4 and get that shit going too. At least get the updates done. And then otherwise, I want to read more X-Men of the Dawn of X comics because they're already into their next big arc called Ten of Swords, and I'm not even ready for that yet. So I'm about to catch up on the last few things so I can do that. But yeah, I think that's about it. Oh, yeah, when I do get the PlayStation loaded up, Spider-Man for PlayStation 4. I'm going to jump into that right away. We play Soul on PS4 and Steam, but tonight, if we played, I guess it would be PS4.
Oh, I guess we could do that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Because we have the game,
we have the technology.
I actually own Tekken on PS4 and Soul Calibur on PS4. My bad. I own Tekken. What is it? 7 or 6?
Seven
on PS4 and Soul Calibur 6 on PS4.
And my last piece in Unfocus Week. Once we're done with this podcast, I'm gonna show AJ this fucking Suicide Squad trailer.
Oh, okay.
All right, but that's it.
Nothing else I gotta say, I don't think. All right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Shout out to Reason for this ending theme music. He's not here right now, but I know he's here in spirit. Collision28.com/Discord.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!